97 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese. And a good morning to you. Welcome back to the Jerry Todd Show here in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you this morning, as well as another incredible contest cash call, and a lot more. And Jerry Todd will be right back in just a sec.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
And a good morning to you in the wee small ones of a Saturday. And we've got the request lines open on the Jerry Todd Show, and let's see who's there. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine. You...
Pretty good. What can we do for you this morning?
Did you find Mission Impossible?
Which episode would you like to see, my dear?
I don't know, Anne. Oh, could you play Stairway to Heaven too, Jerry?
Okay, we'll try and get that for you. Thank you for calling. Request lines are open anytime here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we're going to play the incredible contest in just a sec. Right now, though, some new video. This is from Five Easy Pieces. Take a look at this.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
20 years. God.
Such devotion made.
This song, really. I can't decide if this song is like herpes,
but listen there,
crack, or toenail fungus. Because the thing is, toenail fungus, and I'm living proof, eventually you can get rid of this. Curable. Herpes.
It's with you forever.
That's forever.
This might be that.
And that was the other one I had. I have a third one too. There was like an in between. It was herpes.
Eye fungus.
No, not eye fungus, Mike. It was herpes and toe fungus and toe
something.
All I know is that this thing is the herpes of songs. What are you doing with the spray?
He's trying to get rid of
about herpes, but has no appreciable odor.
He's trying to get rid of that.
Oh, walking through a wall.
Oh, you just caught one?
Yeah. A wall of stink.
And it's a low-hanging one. It's like the fog in Great Britain.
Rob.
Like a wolf.
Jerry Todd.
Very good nostrils. Very good nostrils.
Boy,
very good.
My septum broken.
Of course you do.
Sure you do.
Real sorry about that. I always get very excited at the beginning of the show.
I don't smell nothing. I think perhaps that was a reaction to that. I like driving home with Donna Mike. Now admit it.
Two men for 20 years.
Admit it. The thing is like herpes.
It is.
Like something you can't get rid of.
Yes. I mean, but eventually it might go away. There might be a cure. Eventually,
but
I'm
it's
not
contagious.
Sure.
In the meantime,
I sing it to myself all the time.
We all do, and everyone does.
I like driving home with Don and Mike.
You see,
two men for 20 years.
Hold on, without sounding egotistical about a stupid song that I really dislike.
Neither you nor I are egotistical.
But I'll tell you that there have been times when I'm just sitting. Looking absentmindedly out a window or something.
Right.
And I swear to God, it'll be like, here are the things that come through my head. 1-800-EMPIRE.
Right.
Then it'll be...
I bet Rob knows that number, too.
1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Right.
Today.
And then the next thing would be like, I like driving home with all that money. Please leave my head.
You know what's in my head?
What?
The announcer for Empire. We're going to come to your house and visit.
A lovely floor. Now we're going to play another song.
Oh, now here's another one that you're going to get stuck.
It's another foreigner.
Although this is a better one to get stuck.
See, now, you know why we talked over that? Because on a normal, like, properly metered song, he would have gone one more bar without singing. But no, he's an idiot.
It's unnatural.
But Mike,
just because they think on
hold on, this is a perfect example. The song about us was herpes.
Uh-huh.
This one is toenail fungus.
Right.
You can get over this one. The Elvis cup.
Mm-hmm. Good comparison.
I mean, this one has a much smaller time of incubation. If you apply your mind, you can get it out of there. As I think most of us have watched. See, nobody's singing.
No, it's pretty, but...
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
are you kidding
you,
me?
Loves you much, yeah. And thank you very much, moron.
See, but that one is now gone from our memory banks.
What about this one?
Cool, man.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Right.
Momentum for the skin,
no.
So it faded away.
No, Rob.
He loves his cars, he loves the...
Joe Gibb!
But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
No.
Redskins fans, we're not trying to be...
We don't want to hear a hook. This is a hook.
Look out, here Dallas, we go.
Everybody sing now.
Joe Gibb! We love your legacy.
Joe Gibb! You're such a pussy!
How come when I said you're such a pussy, which kind of rhymed? Joe Gibbs, nobody else jumped in.
No.
Joe Gibbs!
Anyway, I'm not going to play the rest of that dumb Joe Gibbs song.
More like the common cold.
Would you stop it with that? Really, you know, I really should stop going on your loving taps on the shoulder. Because Rob looks at me like, hey, I got a winner loaded here. Now, keep in mind, we've got really like 300 stupid, dumb parody songs that we've played into the ground.
Right.
And I think he's found another one.
You know, but no. Start.
It's the Elvis Cup again.
What's up?
Then he came.
Thank you very much.
To keep the cup.
Keep the cup. I love that accent.
Jesus Christ.
Now he was
I can't imagine if I was in my car right now. I would change the station. And I was just in my car.
Yeah.
So I should probably take this off.
Come see the Elvis Cup.
If it was me, I wouldn't listen to that.
Are there any more great songs that we played into the ground?
I was just in my car coming from downtown. Tax season.
Yeah.
Here's the, and, you know, again, empathy for those of you that drive in your car and listen to this show.
I feel for people that are doing that each and every day. That is, it has become a nightmare.
It is no wonder to me that the show is such a stupendous success. We have an audience that is trapped in their automobiles.
Right.
Yeah, they're captives. I mean, you're prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you have other choices, but face it, there's nothing like this on the radio. So, of course you're going to listen to this. Now, I'm finding this as I'm driving in today from downtown. And it's, you know, I'm on the real road going into Washington, D.C., the real city, not the safe suburbs that I live in.
Exactly.
And there's traffic like crazy, and it's like I'm going out of my friggin' mind. And what they were supposed to do to make it easier for me,
personally,
the tax-paying consumer, was to go downtown. You see, since, here's the deal. I was telling this to that guy from TV yesterday when he was saying to me, how has your life changed, you know, since Frida passed away? So, well, really, probably it's not sexy, not romantic. The biggest way it's changed, when I look at it in black and white, is I have to do things now that all of you take for granted.
Right.
Meaning that when I was married to Frida, I never paid a bill.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know how much is in a paycheck that I get. I trusted her with everything.
Mm-hmm.
She put money in my account, like an allowance every week, and I had a credit card. And when I charged too much, she would yell at me.
Uh-huh.
And all I would do was just, for tax time.
Right.
She made it so easy, it was always sign where there's the yellow, little yellow tab.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then my job was to take it to the post office and make sure that it got mailed.
And that's what you did.
Well, now this year, you know, I'm finding out, Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, besides her estate, there's corporation and there's our website and there's all this other garbage. And so one of the things that I've got to do is apparently by today, I have to sign something that has to be notarized because it's already a day late, and really, even though the tax day is the 15th, you technically get till the 17th, so they gave, the government is giving like an extra day for whatever this estate tax is because Frida passed away.
Right.
So the thing is, I have to go downtown to the famous K Street in Washington, D.C., where all the lawyers have their big houses.
That's right.
And I'm supposed to go down there, and I'm supposed to sign these papers. And they say, now, here's what we're going to do to make it easier for you.
Oh, good.
We're going to have Mrs. Foggy Bottom, a woman who works here, a secretary. She's a notary public.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's going to be standing downstairs in the little area, like the reception area to the lawyer's house.
Uh-huh.
And all the lawyers have these big houses, big 24-story huge buildings.
Big buildings.
And, of course, there's no parking anywhere.
No.
So what they say is, just pull in like the little turnaround driveway that says no parking and say to the guy there who's going to threaten you physically that you can't leave your car there, tell him, look, All you're going to do is sign these papers. Mrs. Foggy Bottom's going to notarize them, and you're going to be out of here in 5 minutes.
No fuss, no muss.
So I do the whole thing. I make my way through the mess down there, and I find the building. You know where it is, Mike. You've been there lots of times.
Right.
And lo and behold, as soon as I get out of the car, here comes, you know, the guy with the, you know, the Sopranos nose, like, has been beaten in 8,000 times.
You have to move this vehicle.
And he's got the earpiece in, you know, and he's got the little talking to his... Everybody's got now the talking to the cufflinks.
Yeah, right.
Like, as he's coming over to me, he's like, all right, I got a car over here. I got because these guys got nothing else to do, you know. I got a car over here. Hey, I'm going to talk to him right now. So he comes over and he says, you know, there's no parking. I say, ah, can you give me 5 minutes?
Right.
Because, look, there she is. And
Mrs. Foggy Bottom.
She comes over, and indeed, she has the things, and it's much like with when Frida did it. She had a clipboard, and she said, just sign where there's the little pieces of yellow stuff, and you pull it off. And I said, great. Now, what about notarizing it? And she said, oh, I have to go upstairs to do that. And I said, well, now, couldn't you just bring, like, your little hole punch thing down here with you?
Yeah, it's like a little nutcracker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she said, oh, no, I have to do it up in my office, because really that's where I feel most comfortable. And I'm like,
Mr. Rooney's office?
Okay, well, they kind of told me that this was a way to save time. She said,
you're making me late, Buster.
She said, oh, you are saving time, because now I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to notarize it.
All she had to do was bring her little thingy down, right?
Well, you know, God bless her. You know, she didn't want to.
I told you not to use the drive thru.
So the
somebody said she'd get rolled.
So then,
somebody steal her notary thing.
So then she leaves and she goes back upstairs, and now I'm standing there, and you know, here comes Guido, who says,
well, you
essence,
said you're
know,
gonna be gone in five.
He said, yo, that's how he catches my attention. As I'm walking towards my car. Yo. And he points towards his watch. He says, yeah, 5 minutes are up. And I said, she's going back upstairs. And he said, you got to move. It's a no parking zone. So I said, all right, well, I guess I'm going to drive around the block.
Right.
I said, and I said this to this door guy. I said, maybe you can give me a hand that if she comes down with these papers and leaves them and I don't happen to be here right at the very moment, maybe you could just notice it. And when I drive by, give me the high sign. And he says, Yeah. So, it's right there.
When inside, he's saying, I got no intention of doing that
now,
for you.
Of course not. Now, Mike, you know this area of D.C. It's right by 24th Street, I think.
It's an amazingly difficult area to negotiate. You can't, and not just no parking on the street, but traffic flow that prohibits you from standing anywhere.
One ways that go different ways. So
the
only
way really to exist down there is to find the the parking garage that's 8 miles from the building.
So what I do is I make my way around the block, which takes me about 9 minutes.
Right.
So I figure, well, as I'm sitting there and waiting and just going, God, how long does it take to make a right hand turn to go around one goddamn block in Washington D.C.? I'm thinking, well, she certainly will have it done by the time I swing back by.
And
there's no problem with me driving by too fast and them not seeing me because we are going 1 mile an hour.
Yes.
So as we pull up, the building's on my right-hand side, and I look outside, and I see the guy, right? And I give him a wave like this.
Hi, guy.
And he waves back at me.
Hi, guy.
He waves back. And then I thought, oh,
yeah,
cool. Very, very cool. And I started to pull my car into the little turnaround area.
Right.
And he came over, just like he did the first time, and he said, yo, excuse me, there's no parking here. And I said, do you remember me? I'm the guy from 10 minutes ago.
His brain cells forgot that.
Hold on. No. Problem not with him, Mike. Problem not with him.
No?
Problem with me. For you see, it was a different... swarthy Italian guy.
Or
Lithuanian or whatever the hell the guy was. Anyway,
you have to move the car quickly.
Apparently, at he looked like the other guy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, what can I say? They all look the same.
The uniform.
These guys, they, you know, I mean, they both had very dark mustaches.
Right.
They both appeared to be European.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he comes over and really...
You'll have to move kind of plumply. I was doing Tony Soprano's voice. Now it's a totally different guy.
No, but it's really, although they have this European look, it's like that...
Move car now or you will be deported.
It's almost like a Jersey thing, like a yo. So yo. The guy that's coming, he goes, yo, you know. No, I said, don't you remember me? Now, I'm looking at the guy and I'm really starting to give him attitude, saying, hold on a second, I know you didn't appreciate the fact...
Maybe they were brothers.
I said, no, not a chance. I said... I know you don't appreciate the fact that I parked here before, but really, she's coming right down. And then he makes the move where it's this thing, where he goes to his back and he pulls out the walkie-talkie. You stay right there. And he's like, 10-4, pretend policeman, 10-4. 10-4, just standing in front of a lawyer's building, 10-4. Anybody come in, 10-4. And now he's looking at my car, right? And he's saying,
well, it's, let's see, it's Zebra 7.
Getting
my plate. Right?
Oh, my.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting behind the wheel, and I'm going like, what the frick is going on here? Really, because I think it's the same guy. It's like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode.
Right.
So in while I'm standing there, and he's got me under his surveillance.
Were you wearing that outfit when you were down there?
What I'm wearing now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Why?
Well, I it doesn't appear to be anything threatening. You know, you're wearing shorts and a T-shirt. It's not like you're wearing anything that would be.
You weren't wearing camis at the time.
No, but it's the heart
like
on
you're
the
getting
have.
Ready to do like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
No, but it's
bit.
The heart on the have about parking.
I know.
And I'm running the guy in attitude.
But he was profiling you, Don. That's what he was doing. He was profiling you.
So now Mrs. Foggy Bottom shows up at this moment, and I say to the guy,
there she is,
and. Sure enough, she's got, in her fat little hand, she's got all of the stuff, and she comes over and she says, okay, here you go, here are the copies now. You gotta, you know, send these out right away, get these blah, 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 blah. And the guy comes over and the guy says to her, hello, Mrs. Foggy Bottom. And she says, well, hello, Ricardo, or whatever.
Right.
And when she says Ricardo, I realize, I look at the guy's name tag,
and
the other guy's name tag, was something like
Fred
T-O-N-I. I mean, it was like it ended
like Tony Braxton.
It ended in a vowel. No, I don't know what it was, what the name was, but it was Poppy. Definitely not. It was not Ricardo or whatever this guy's name tag was. So now she's.
If you're saying they were Eastern European, perhaps Yuri.
She's standing there.
Yeah.
She's standing there, and he's standing there, and I said, you know what? You're not the same guy as I saw before. That's why I thought. And he just looked at me.
Uh-huh.
He just stood there and looked at me. And I said, you know what? Do you ever hear this? You look a lot like the other guy that was down here 10 minutes ago.
What did he say to that?
Nothing. He's not saying anything.
Doesn't speak nothing.
And she's, no, I think he's, okay. I don't know if he's pissed. Or being respectful,
what he was saying when he wasn't speaking to you, what he was thinking was, I will put you in headlock that will crush larynx.
So I said, it wasn't. See, I thought it was another guy.
Yeah.
I thought,
my building,
okay.
I will park the car wherever the F I please.
And so I feel like a total douche. I get into my car, and I say, okay, well, listen, thank you, Mrs. Foggy Bottom. I say to the guy, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I really thought you were the other guy, but thanks for letting me park here, right? So, as I put the thing in drive, and I'm going 1 mile an hour during the turnaround in the U-turn area, here comes the other guy.
The original.
Right? Now, the other guy comes by, and he comes up to the car.
With a semi-automatic weapon.
So I'm not moving very fast.
Dogs.
And I've got the windows open, it's like 75, right. And he comes over, he goes, yo, did you get what you need? I look at the guy, and suddenly I realize, hold on, these two men really look nothing alike.
Oh, no.
They look nothing alike.
It was due to your stressful situation.
These guys, the second guy, the first guy that I saw,
right,
doesn't even have a mustache.
Huh.
And I said to the second guy, you look just like the first guy. You're built like him, you look like him, you both got the dark mustache. Now I'm looking at the second guy, and I'm going, and so I really said to him, I said, by any chance, when I saw you before, did you have like one of those stick-em mustaches on? I swear to Christ, I said this to the guy.
Wow, now you're really advertising yourself as a lunatic.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I'd go right to the walkie-talkie if you said that.
And the guy said no, and I said, well, there's another guy, and I said, oh God, no wonder he was pissed. I said, I thought
you know when it's going to be real trouble if you think Mrs. Foggy Bottom had a mustache.
I thought she does.
With a scarecrow and a tin man.
She does, and it's goddamn sexy.
Gray, a little hint of gray.
So anyway, that was it. You know, and it was like
you should not go to the city.
No, tell me, Mike. I really shouldn't.
Scary.
I should never have to leave.
The city is scary.
I should never have to leave my block.
The big city. Thank God for studios out in the suburbs.
Yeah. So you know,
city studios.
I said to the guy, you know, hey, I'm terribly sorry. You know, and he's looking at me like, You think I care?
Right.
You know, just move your car.
Just doing his job.
So I said to him, you know, actually, as I was driving away, I said, you kind of look like, do you know the actor Ron Silver?
Because
that's kind of
you're not
look
letting
like.
Him go, are you?
No.
Ron Silver.
He had no
you know,
idea.
You're all over the place with this. We've gone everywhere from Tony Soprano to the Eastern European men's wrestling team to now Ron Silver.
But Ron Silver without facial hair.
You better okay. come back here.
Without a beard. Or
wow.
without a mustache or whatever you've seen him with. And with shorter hair, Ron Silver.
Ron Silver, I believe, the second time he's been mentioned on the show in as many days.
If it helps, in the future, you know, we have a notary public here in the building at almost all
yes,
times.
Yes, Buzz, but as you know, with lawyers, mm-hmm. why would they have me just get the papers and get them notarized on my own when they can charge me, you know.
That's right.
You know, their exorbitant rate per hour, you know, to come downtown and have it done the right way.
Well, I was looking at the calendar. You had a couple of days, like, for tax stuff, right?
No. See, this is where it gets terribly complicated with estate
right.
taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
This is stuff that I should have turned in apparently like 3 days ago,
yeah.
and they've given me an extra day or whatever. I get this call today. You know, they call me up and I don't realize the severity of the fact that if I don't sign and notarize these, again, free to when I handle this.
Right.
I don't realize that if I don't sign and get these
so
papers notarized.
So this is free tax stuff. Yeah. You got to get this stuff in before your taxes are filed.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
So they call and I call them and I say, I can't make it. And they say, oh, why can't you make it? And I say, excuse me, I'm having a television installed today. You know, and
priorities!
They end up saying to me, God, how many shades of idiot are you? And then here's another thing. And again, I know a lot of you, hell, everybody has already been through this. I've never actually looked at the tax forms myself. I don't understand a lot of them.
No.
Nobody does.
No.
But I'm trying to, you know, to get myself familiar with this. Now, I'm lucky enough that I'm getting a nice refund back this year.
Good.
Because I've overpaid the government. So, as I'm going through the forms, I see one of the things, and I stop and call an accountant, because I have to ask him about this. The way I'm reading this form is, the government owes me this much money.
Yeah.
Okay? That many plus that many zeros.
Okay.
Or that, well, it's...
Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Rob is allergic to the amount of money I make.
That's right.
So, I'm getting a pretty substantial amount back, in my humble opinion.
Uh-huh.
So, they've got a box where it says, in essence, check here to roll this over to next year. Meaning that the government that's already got my money mm-hmm. will generally apply it, you know, generally and generously apply it to my taxes for next year.
They'd
forward.
Like to keep your money.
So make
that money work for them.
I don't know.
Right.
Everybody has been through this. I've not. I call my account up. I go, what kind of moron would check this box? And he said, you'd be surprised how many people do.
Isn't it a method of paying in advance your taxes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I said, I don't believe I'm paying taxes in advance. I believe they're going to take that and they're going to get interest on it.
That's right.
And
that's exactly what they're
going to
do.
And I want the money. And he said to me, well, you know, duh, check the box, stupid. And I said, well, why is there a box like this? Why are they trying to rip us off like this?
You were upset.
And that's when the level of you know, see, this guy's like all accountants right now. This is like they're all having their period. He said to me,
mm-hmm.
he said, I'll be glad to answer any of these questions for you sometime after tax season.
They go crazy.
But for now, really, just check the box. Yes,
right.
Yes, you want your money back. And in essence, what he was saying to me is, you know, how stupid are you?
Yeah.
Really, you're bothering me with this now? Goodbye. Click. See you.
Yeah. They're all like that right now. You just had a horrible thought listening to you talk about taxes.
Mm. What?
I just realized I was thinking about making a joke about my accountant, Jack Hewitt, his full name Jackson, and then I was saying, you know, my accountant, the guy that helps me with my taxes, his first name. Oh, my God.
What is it?
Andrew! Oh, my God!
Oh, that's right. His
name is Andrew.
Your accountant is named Andrew.
Jesus! And I'm doomed!
And if you think your accountants are busy, imagine if you're an accountant who's trying to finalize buying a gas station.
For Dennis Murphy?
Yeah, he's very busy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So anyway, you know, nothing but empathy. As the brothers say, nothing but love.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing but love for you if you're out in your car right now. God damn, you don't want to hear that stupid I Like Driving Home with Don and Mike song. That make you want to pull out a gun and shoot somebody next to you in traffic.
Well, there are a lot of lawyers in Washington, D.C. I mean,
really
probably
good.
More than anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of people this time of year, this week, For a lot of accountants and tax attorneys, this is the toughest week of the year.
Just in case.
But then they go like to their beach house for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Just in case, if you're wondering, if there was a secret weapon out there as far as a really awful song that's so bad that we've played on the show that it would wipe your palate of that stupid, I Like Driving Home with Dynamite. Now, I'll tell you, this also has the chance to make people open up on each other.
Really? So you're setting this up?
Roll your windows up.
Okay.
Roll your windows up, and I hope you have bulletproof glass.
Cover yourself.
Because somebody is going to snap right now. If they're on the Key Street Bridge in Washington, D.C., which is still not moving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this will do it.
It's the mother of all crappy songs.
No question.
Here you go.
A-E-R-R-I.
You happy now?
G-A-N spells Carrigan.
Carrigan.
See now? Haven't you already forgotten the other thing?
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
The whole rap.
Haven't you forgotten that dumb Driving Home with Don and Mike song?
G-A-N, you'll see. She's on the team, she won't be cut unless she's punched right in the gut. Carrigan, that's she.
See?
Whoa.
See, now isn't the bad thing gone?
It's all gone now.
Isn't the bad man gone now? The bad man that sings Driving Home with Don and Mike?
You know, it's truly amazing over the years, the bad music we have collected.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, how you been?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the you guys song, the guy down from Sacramento. Why don't you speed it up or slow it down and let's see what it sound like. I think it'll sound pretty hip-hop-ish, sped up.
All right, maybe we'll play with the pitch on it tomorrow.
Do you know I had a hip hop moment a couple of days ago when I was riding my motorcycle?
Oh, goodbye.
Bye.
Came up to a stop sign, and actually it was a stoplight. And next to me were a couple of hip hoppers, and in the car you could hear the. It was so loud that you could actually see their windows vibrating, and it was going. And they're doing that. And you know what I did? Like just a jerk. It was an automatic response. I had the motorcycle with the pipes, and I just started revving it. I just started revving it so it was really loud. And it was a three lane deal.
That's a good way to get your ass beat, Mike.
Well, I gave the guy a look, and then I was just running it. It was my way of kind of protesting how loud the music was. And I looked next to me on my right is a minivan with a woman who is looking at me at, like I'm contributing to her death. She is just staring at me, and it was side by side. Me reacting to the guys with the music, then I read the motorcycle, then I look at the lady in the minivan who had a kid, a small child in the back, who was probably screaming at her, and she's just looking at me with a look that said, die. Please die now. It was a very special trafficy moment. I really enjoyed it.
So which would be worse for the child, hip-hop or your motorcycle?
The way I was revving that motorcycle and the fact that the pipes were pointing towards her, she didn't hear the hip-hop. She heard my motorcycle. That's what she was listening to.
But what if it was a young man, I'm guessing a young man, that had like, what's that commercial? Have you seen the commercial with Clinton Portis? I think it's for Hungry Man.
Okay.
Where he pulls his Hummer up in front of the grocery store, and he wants to get so many Hungry Man dinners inside his SUV, they take the big, massive speakers, and they toss them out the back, and as he drives away, the speakers are like dangling by the cords, but it's still, you know, it's got the music that makes you mad.
Yeah. Well, it would make you mad if any of you, you know, walked a mile in my shoes. Let me tell you, there is not a night that I do not go to sleep with that sound. Because I live in town, and because I hear it every single night. Every single night, 13, 14, 15 times a night.
I find it melodic.
Boo, boo, boo,
yeah.
Boo, 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 boo.
Highly melodic. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Where's the melody? I'll tell you where the melody is.
Hello,
Donna Mike Show.
Yes, I just had a couple of comments to make. Could I?
We might need to translate it.
No.
No, listen, I work for a tax accountant,
Hold on, we're going to bring our translator.
Hold on one second, here is our translator.
Go ahead, we're ready for your two comments.
Go ahead.
Bob, please be quiet.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I'm up to my eyeballs in yellow spine tabs, okay? All right, and I listened to the Masters with the audio clip with Nancy, and you were talking about Mickelson, right? Phil Mickelson?
Right.
And we call him Jabba the Mickle Hut.
Jabba the Mickle Hut.
Okay.
See, now I got it, so she can't even hear Rob's voice. That's why
we got a deadline coming.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Try to focus.
That's who you want handling your tax.
She just set the table for herself there. You know, yeah. I have two comments to make. We have to bring a translator in.
Got a break so we can actually start the show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just one thing before the laughing place. I know you've heard it before, but it bears repeating.
It looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
My name.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly.
My name.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
My name.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
My name.
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
My name.
In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox.
Gillespie.
But no less.
G-I-L-L-I-S-P-I.
A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
My name.
A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
My name is Greg Gillespie.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal.
Right.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
Gillespie. G-I-L-L-I-S-P-I.
What I love. I think about my life and yes. Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place.
This is the real theme of the show right here. Not that other dumb thing. This dumb thing.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, noon and 4, or check your local listing. Do that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Yeah. Yesterday, I know we started with Zeppelin. Something a little different today, huh? Disco. Or as they say in Rhode Island, D-O. D-I-H-O. D-O. Not to be confused with Dick.
Oh,
you're welcome. You know what she do is we should open up the door. And bring this guy in. Let me see.
He's mentally retarded.
How is your Peter Brown dance with me?
By the way, welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, I'll talk about that momentarily. I know.
How's your social retardation? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Parker, and all the ships at sea. The Forgotten Man.
Yep.
Don Geronimo. Homera.
I just forgot myself.
Right. Got a Mike Show, everybody, and it's a new episode of this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
04-12-06.
Hi, Donald Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, yeah, retarded. Listen, you can call us. Really, anybody can call. And for the love of God, if you call the show and you get a ring, turn your radio down to the point where we're not going to hear it.
Because right.
We take unscreened calls.
Yeah, like that'll work.
I know you know that Joe is here, but Joe is here mainly because
he needed the job.
Oh, he's like the retarded cat that you just can't get rid of. He's like the three-legged dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody that sees him goes, oh,
it's Joe. Here are the phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Remember, if you call, we might answer it live on the air. So don't be a Dumas and go like, hello, is it me? Hearing your radio up and all that jazz.
I like it when you give the callers a little primer once in a while. That helps.
We also got a regular phone number. It's 800-636-1067. And if you're listening in Washington, D.C., where we broadcast from on WJFK, D.C., home of the Nationals. Hey, you know, they say 40,000 people were at that game.
Right.
In a stadium that holds 46,000. So right there, that sucks. If you believe the Nationals at their word, it says something awful about a sports town if you can't sell out opening day for baseball.
You got to do it.
It's like the Daytona 500. It only happens once a year.
Right.
Okay? So, I don't know. We talked about that for a while yesterday. And I noticed today in the Post, way back, like on page number 9, there was a big picture of some guy who had like an entire section to himself.
Right.
And the headline was something like, the second baseman says, no wonder nobody's here. We give them nothing to watch.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. But a lot of the luminaries were there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tim Russert was there.
Yeah. Tim Russert.
Thank God.
Tim Russert and that...
James Carville, the alien.
And his wife.
Mary Madeline.
Yeah. You know what you do there? You line all three of those people up. Yeah, I want to be very careful.
This is your one bullet theory?
Single file?
Right.
I don't want to pull a pendulet here. You know? I'm just kidding, everybody.
Of course, just joking. I'm trying to think who else was there. There were different celebrities. Mayor Marion Barry for life was there.
Of course. Oh, and listen, if you're in D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Huh.
We're also on the Internet. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you can check out our glorious Internet stream.
Now, that to me today looks like clear spring water. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with that.
Can't be anything wrong with it.
But it's not always what it seems, Ben.
Buyer beware.
You think there's something in there?
Buyer beware, Mike. Mm.
I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it enriched or unenriched?
Oh. Depends on...
It depends.
Depends on... It depends on... Well, it comes from somebody.
Okay. Well, fill her up again. Let me see.
Let me just say the internet stream today.
I don't mind being the judge today because that looks good.
Go ahead.
That's how I find out is that I sample.
You're a brave man.
It's essence of pickler.
Oh, wonderful. Let me try that.
It's pickler juice. It's Kelly Pickler juice.
Sweeter dill.
To the top, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right, Liam. It's the juice of Kelly Pickler.
Oh, he didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
God!
Kind of dill.
What is that flavor?
Vinegar.
Unidentifiable.
No, vinegar.
Is it vinegar?
Well, it's Kelly Pickler.
Vinegar and like blue cheese.
Again, it's Kelly Pickler.
Jeez.
You can hear us on the internet. If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live. You can also email us during the show anytime you want. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
My tongue is itching.
And Yanni, our webmaster... It tells us that the podcasts have not been updated, but he's working on that. So if you're going to iTunes looking for new episodes,
fresh ones,
since we've been back from our break, I think we're working on that behind the scenes.
Right.
So cut us just a saison of slack, please. And hello. So, yes, the taxes, I think they're not done yet.
They're not done.
I've got more to do tomorrow.
Of course.
What a pain in the ass.
I don't pay them.
Good for you, Mike.
I haven't for years.
And I keep telling you, I don't think that eventually they're going to think that that's not a joke. You keep saying that every year, and the thought that they think that it's going to be a joke.
Right. They're going to hunt me down. Going to hunt me down like a wild dog.
Yeah.
And send me to that IRS camp, you know, where the IRS executives hunt tax evaders like me for sport.
Yeah,
where they just put me in my BVDs and have me run around that game preserve, and they shoot me with paintballs.
No, you would end up at a nice white-collar place. I mean, you would have your run in the place.
You think so?
Yeah, sure.
You'd have a basketball court?
Yeah, of course. Not that you'd ever be there, but they'd have one.
I'd be in the weight room. If I went into the joint, I'd be one of those guys in the weight room.
Not me.
Buff, being held prisoner?
Yes. It was me, you know me. I'd be in the community TV room.
Yeah.
I would probably
getting in fights because you'd always demand what you wanted to watch.
No,
you wouldn't let anybody else pick the stations.
No, I would become a sexual surrogate so that I could get cigarettes, which I know is what you trade. And what I would do is I would stockpile cigarettes so I wouldn't miss my favorite shows.
Stockpiling cigarettes.
So sex for cigarettes and then cigarettes for shows.
Well, I'd be designing elaborate light bulb bombs to burn my fellow inmates. I'm just taking everything that I've gotten from prison movies.
Oh, wow.
I really am. No, what I'd be doing is I'd be out in the yard talking with Andy Dufresne. That's what I would be doing.
I'll tell you one thing I wouldn't be doing is climbing through that goddamn sewer that Morgan Freeman climbed through. I'd rather stay.
He didn't climb through it?
Or whoever did.
Tim Robbins climbed through it.
Well, I'd rather stay.
Andy Dufresne climbed through 300 yards of the filth. And then right after he says that, of course, he throws up. I'd hang at the Lifer Ice Cream Parlor.
Life for ice cream.
Where all the guys that are on death row have their ice cream. Have their sundaes. You know, this could really be a wonderful play that we are writing right now. If we were in prison.
Don and Mike go to prison.
If we were in prison.
You know, we wouldn't last.
No. Even at our advanced age,
we would
still appear nubile.
And
we would don't you know you and I both would
sad
be taken.
Sad to say, yeah, you know what we'd be? We'd be virgins.
Right.
Yeah. Virgins.
Not for long.
Right.
So
you know that fat guy, the fat guy that goes into the fish that comes into Shawshank, remember the first night?
Oh, yeah. Right.
That would be me. That would be, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Ow. Ow. Please don't hurt me.
Not me. I'd be like, what's his name? The guy that I love so bad from The Birdcage. I'd be like Nathan Lane.
Uh-huh.
He'd see the transformation.
Would you immediately begin feminizing yourself?
I would dress just like Nathan Lane in The Birdcage.
Would you wear a stocking cap?
Yeah, not full out drag like
no.
He was pretending to be Robin Williams' wife. But I mean, you know, that would be me. I could adapt to that lifestyle immediately.
You know, a million years ago, I was coming home from college, and we went by a maximum security. It was, it might have been called Green Haven. I think that was the name of it. And on the bus, I'd take the bus back to Hartford, Connecticut. And one time, we were coming out of Poughkeepsie, New York, and going to this prison facility, and sitting in the front of the bus was a man who was an obvious man, but he was dressed...
Huh.
Like with a female wearing jeans.
He was right. See, there's the attitude.
He had red like pumps on,
and he
had his hair done just so. And he got off at the prison like to visit somebody.
That's right. What you do is you assimilate, mm-hmm. and you make yourself a part of the population, and you find your way to get some income coming in. So
make
that,
a friend.
So you can be watching the shows you want to watch.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And just collecting, hoarding cigarettes like you hoard cigars.
Thousands of cigarettes.
It would be wonderful.
See, I don't smoke cigarettes, so I wouldn't care about
them. No, you'd trade them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your cell decorated in Batman, you know, be all Batmaned up.
Yeah.
Buzz, on the other hand, Buzz would be, I don't know if he'd last.
No.
I don't think you'd last.
No, well, I think that same survival route. Right.
I think he'd break, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean physically.
Oh, on the bus on the way there.
No, I don't mean mentally.
Oh.
I mean, I think physically.
So.
Even though you're in tip-top shape. Really,
dead on arrival.
Really, you are, Jack LaLanne. You're in tip-top shape. But I imagine some...
Tip-top shape like Brooks in The Shawshank Redemption.
Some big guy...
I don't remember.
You don't remember Brooks?
No, I don't.
Brooks is the guy that offs himself when he gets out of prison.
Well,
remember Brooks was here?
Yes.
Brooks, the one that has the bird and...
Right.
Yeah, that would be Buzz.
That could happen.
Could be. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I'm Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
Love you guys.
Love you more.
No, you don't.
No, we
love
do.
More.
God, we love our listeners. Have we mentioned that? Hold on just one second. You know, it's not just a respect.
That's right.
It's a deep seated.
So
shut up. It's a deep seated love we have for those who listen and call the show, and that's why we treat them with such reverence and. TLC, it's warm and fuzzy time.
What you doing this afternoon, ma'am? Just eating some crushed up Butterfingers?
No, listen. I am going to Washington, D.C.
Just popping some pimples?
My entire life.
It's pimple popping time. Yeah, honey.
I would love to kill two birds with one stone and ultimately meet you guys.
Will
ever let anyone come to the studio?
What? You want to come to the... Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I look, I've been told, Peg Bundy. I don't know if that's attractive or not.
Peg Bundy.
Yeah. Hold on. Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy is the guy down in Florida who killed all those people.
No.
Peg Bundy.
As she is now.
Are you from Rochester?
How did you know that?
Your accent?
Oh, no, because you have my area code up on the
screen. No,
no, I swear to God.
Don is looking at me. He will testify. I do not see that.
Mike does not, and I can see it. I have no idea what 585 is.
You have the flat A.
Yeah.
Say backup.
Yes, but doesn't Buffalo have it, too?
Say backup. Yes. Say backup.
Backup.
Say crack.
Crack.
See, there it is.
Crack.
That's what it is. It's the Rochester A.
That's right.
It is. It is. It's an awful sound, isn't it?
Say I ate a half gallon of ice cream.
Rob, yes. Listen, if you're coming to D.C., is that what you say? You want to come by and see us?
Do you ever allow people to come into the studio?
No. But you can be like the disc jockey that wants to get in a fight with us. If you want, you can come stand out front the window and look in for us. Yes, we do let people do that.
We give permission for that. For about 30 seconds.
And I have a question for Buzz.
Yes, ma'am. They always do.
Of course.
Well, Buzz, he has the sexiest voice outside of Sam Elliott.
There we go. Buzz has
the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
Okay. You've heard a lot of Sam Elliott, the master.
Well, I want to actually come into the studio and tape him saying, good night, dear.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
I can come by your house.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Hell of a swan song for the old man.
What the vice president doesn't want is a vice president or whatever it is. What the president doesn't want.
This country can tolerate a lot, but it can't tolerate a vice president with a mouth full of.
Wait a minute. I'm a husband first.
The movie is The Contender.
That's right. It is a great movie. Great.
We love it. We quote it all the time. We're the only guys that have seen it.
Some swan song for the old man.
Now, listen, I have to tell you something again, kind of as a confessional here.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it last night.
Yeah.
I know I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I watched it. Not only did I watch it, I called my boyfriend.
It felt great.
You two are commiserating on Idol now?
Here's the thing, though. It's a different energy, at least on my part. I watched American Idol, and I went back on my word because I said I would not watch it because I was over it. Well, I'm caught up in the excitement of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now as I'm watching it the last 2 weeks, they suck. Every singer sucks.
I have not seen last night's episode.
And every song that they sing sucks so much ass. For instance, last night you had Queen. Now you've got a couple like Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay, great song.
Yeah, but nobody can sing that. I mean, I saw one lounge act in Atlantic City.
Pickler did. But they try.
I mean, that Freddie Mercury, my God.
Paula Abdul loved mentioning last night that Constantine did it last year. Yeah, like when he was riding you. When he was riding you like a bicycle.
Constantine did it last year. Las Vegas is calling. Thank you, Paula.
So I watch it. It's like, I can't believe the show has bigger ratings than it did last year because the people on the show, it's a combination of the people really, honest to God, being totally untalented. I mean,
what I read today is that the more they are sucking, the bigger the ratings are getting.
Whoever the winner is, I can't even remember the chick that won last year. Oh, Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. Okay, Underwood Devil Ham.
Right.
However many they got left, 7 or 8?
Right.
None of them are as good as her, and she sucks.
Except for the gray-haired guy.
Yeah.
The gray-haired guy.
Taylor.
You know, and here's the thing.
Taylor Hicks.
He's just not retarded enough for me. He's not like the guy from previous years.
Right.
Pretty retarded.
Yeah, but I just have to say, I watched it. But it was
Show has gone downhill since Chicken Little left.
I'd have to classify it as a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
And I watched it. You'll be glad to know, Mike, and especially you'll be glad to know, Buzz.
Yes.
I watched it with anger. And while I did call Rob quite often, it was either to say, God, this sucks, or these singers suck, or these songs suck, and how come, like, for instance, Queen. You know what a great Queen song is? Mm-hmm. You're My Best Friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nobody sang that. Killer Queen. Nobody sings that.
She's a killer queen.
But they get the fat guy with the long hair, Ace Young, to come out and do We Will Rock You. And really,
Ace Young is not fat.
Fat guy with the faggy hair. They might as well have Clay Aiken come out and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Really. It's because it's like, everybody, we will. And they're showing him.
How about Catherine McPhee? How was she last night?
Boring.
Boring, but looked great.
She again
she
sang.
She looked hot.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Is she losing weight during the show? Because sometimes they do that, you know.
She sang another song that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, okay.
It's like you have the entire Queen catalog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Queen said to one of these idiots that was singing a song, you realize that we don't even ever play that song.
Right.
It's like it's a song that we never do. And when Ace Young was talking about We Will Rock You,
mm-hmm.
these old farts in Queen are saying to him, they're showing this in the rehearsal, they're saying, we don't really like what you're doing with the song.
Like, can't do it to the song I wrote.
Can't do that. You're slowing it. You're slowing. I can't do the accent, yeah. Right?
Hello. You're messing up the record.
But anyway. They looked great, didn't they? The boys in Queen.
Jesus, that drummer. I mean, I don't know who looks worse, the drummer or the guy in the wife beater.
Yeah, well,
I bet Freddie Mercury, as he is now, looks better than both of them.
Okay. Time's up. What? Time's up. Oh, the talking about idle time?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I know. And Mike, I'm going to keep it brief as well.
Great to have you back, though.
I was making
a joke.
I'm there.
Little joke.
I'm sorry, but I'm a hater. I'm not a player.
You're there for the long run now. You're going to be there for the long haul. Mm. You're going to be there until Kelly Pickler is Kelly Mae Pickler is crowned American Idol.
I don't want to keep saying that everything in my life is Frida-related and what happened with Frida, but the truth is that the whole time American Idol was on, it was one of the shows we would watch together.
Right.
She tolerated me watching it. She enjoyed my gay phone calls with Rob about it and how seriously I took it. I think at the beginning of the year, it was another reminder that, oh, my God, it's another thing we used to do together, and I was sick of it. Well, I'm feeling better about everything now, and it's like I don't...
Right.
And in a weird way, I associated that with Frida.
I can understand that.
Not that that's a cop-out. I'm a hypocrite. I said I wouldn't watch it, but too bad I watched it. I'm a big hypocrite. Put it on my goddamn gravestone. I don't care. But it sucks ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it blows major bear.
Now, do you think that they're going to rebound from this particular week, or do you think they're just going to suck every week?
I've only watched it twice. This year I watched it twice.
I'm with you, but I have not seen the definitive performance that you usually see. You always see somebody pull something off. At least, it seemed like a couple of years ago, it was every week that they would have at least one person would do the home run, and doesn't happen this year.
And I'm convinced that Kelly Pickler, the only thing that I guess is we're talking about, yeah, I thought she looked good last night. How old is she, incidentally, before I get in trouble?
Like 18?
I have no idea.
Close enough.
So she's legal down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And the rest
you
of
could
her.
Spread her on a cracker as far
How
as
old
I'm
is
concerned.
Bucky?
Because he's legal, right? I just wanted to ask the question.
Bucky Covington.
He's legal, I hope.
Spread her on a cracker. Uh-huh. And Jack, I'm telling you, I'm there. It's like cheese whiz all day.
I don't think she's as pretty as Catherine McPhee, even though Catherine McPhee has a little junk in the trunk.
Who's smarter?
Yeah, now here's the thing. With Pickler.
Kelly Pickler is like tar.
Hold on. Last night, so Simon Cowell says to her something like, well, it was something about getting in writing or...
It looked good on paper.
It looked good on paper.
It looked good on paper.
A classic, well-known expression.
She stood there and she said, what did he mean?
He has a weird way of putting things.
I don't understand what he said. And, you know, I know there's a school of thought that she's putting it on.
I don't think so.
That's maybe the only thing that's going to keep me really watching is the fact that I think that dumb bitch is probably... I've only watched her for 2 weeks, but she'd be my choice to win.
Yeah, I think she's the real deal when it comes to stupidity.
Yeah, so you're not so much caught up in the excitement. As you said earlier, you're caught up in the anger. You enjoy watching it because it mostly makes you mad.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd be honest. If I watched it, I was really into it like I was in previous years. I swear to Christ,
You can't get mad when Bucky Covington comes on stage, though, can you? You know how you've always picked one? It's Bucky Covington. He is just, I think he's an amazingly underrated performer.
But this is exciting because not only are you watching it, you're watching it for the right reasons. You're watching it for hate. Welcome back.
I think that Bucky Covington is probably going to be the first one to have an album.
Mike, I don't think so.
And a tour.
As he calls it, an album.
The Bucky Covington Show.
Bucky Covington album.
It'll be a variety show.
Because I know that people hate it when we talk a lot about American Idol.
Right.
We're going to keep this brief. And also the Easter Bunny is on the phone, so we got to talk to him.
Just brief.
But I do want to give you the Bucky Covington update, Mike.
Okay.
Because you just mentioned he's your favorite one.
Bucky Covington.
CourtTV.com. Do yourself a favor, go there and do a search for Bucky Covington.
Oh, no. What has he done?
You'll find out that when he was 16...
Oh, yeah.
Bucky has a twin brother. And
you mean there are two people that good looking?
Yes, there are. And his brother...
Bucky Covington.
His brother, Rocky Covington.
Then it was the brother that didn't live. Sucky Covington.
Now, hold on. See if you can follow this, Mike. Bucky and Rocky are twins. Rocky is driving on a suspended license and gets rear-ended by somebody. Bucky, they switch spots. Bucky tells the cop he's the one that was driving. Now, they go to court, and it was dismissed because they had the two of them stand next to each other in court, and nobody could pick, none of the witnesses, none of the cops.
Which is the real guy.
Could pick which one is which one.
Cool.
Somebody just forwarded me this link from Court TV. This is not the type of thing that's going to get this kid thrown off the show.
Right.
And it's nothing like the wife beaters that have been on in previous years.
Bucky and Rocky?
Or the car thieves.
Covington boys.
So he went to court and said that he was the one driving the car because his license was okay.
Did they have the identical snaggle teeth, too?
They must.
Because that, to me, is the most charming thing about Bucky, is the teeth.
Yeah, they do.
They must. Right.
Both have mustaches, same hair.
There? Okay, hold on one second, Rob. Before we go to break, let's say hello to, hopefully, joining us on Friday for our big Easter show. Remember, everybody, Christ is King. I believe, Tom Gavin.
Hello, guys. This is the Easter Bunny.
It's the Easter Bunny.
Hey, how you doing? This is the Easter Bunny.
What are you doing on Easter, Easter Bunny?
I'm giving people candy.
Well, that's wonderful. Can you lay an egg?
No.
Can you spell Easter?
Easter.
Yes.
E-N-T-E-R.
Easter.
Enter.
Is very simple. Perfect. You paint the eggs, you hide the eggs, and you find the eggs.
Tom, how do you spell egg?
A-E-G-G.
You're my man. There you go.
Perfect.
You're my man.
It's some sort of C.
Tom,
yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
You can talk to Joe or to John.
Yeah.
And we have a bunny suit for you.
Good.
Courtesy of Masters Costumes.
Yes.
And on Friday.
What time do y'all need me to come in?
About 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be there about 1 o'clock.
No. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay, 3 o'clock.
And you're going to be the Eastard Bunny.
Okay. And I need a lot of people to come out outside to be
Eastard Bunny.
I decided to come out and see the Easter Bunny tomorrow.
Because this Sunday is Easter Sunday.
Easter is this Sunday.
That's right.
And I want people to come out on Friday to be see the Easter Bunny on at 1-800 Main Street.
Are you going to be? You going to have a basket filled with Easter eggs?
Yes.
Come by and see Petard Cottontail.
Peter Cottontail.
Petard Cottontail.
Watch it.
Stop in town. Watch it.
You're really retarded. Watch it.
Bunny drill. All right, Tom.
Yeah.
We'll see you Friday. You're going to be our official free money bunny in front of the radio station wearing a real bunny suit from Masters
Costume.
Okay? So make sure you take a bath and wash.
Yes, I will.
Okay?
Wash everywhere.
Wash everywhere, even the bad places.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you do that? Do you do that every day?
Yes, I do.
All right. Very good.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
He'll be there Friday.
He's not. He's usually on the show by now, but he's a little tardy.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You know Mike is Charlie.
I know Mike's Charlie. Stop it, Mike.
Yeah, I've done it with him.
Hey, Charlie!
He's not here.
He's right here.
No, he's not here.
He
sleeps with the fishes.
What?
He sleeps with the fishes.
He sleeps with fishes.
Yes. Charlie's no longer with... Charlie regretfully has passed.
Charlie's passed!
On Star Trek, I always loved Jean-Luc Retard.
Oh, he's good.
He's the best, isn't he? Yeah. Really? It's, you know, number one.
A hero for many.
Engage. This is Jean-Luc Retard of the Star Starship Enterprise.
Starship.
All right, Tom, hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Joe, it's your lucky day. Joe, pick up line 5. There you go.
Maybe we could combine the Easter Bunny with the little Bactard barbecue.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And you know, maybe, I know it has nothing to do with Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could rent the Bruce Willoughby Dietard trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Dietard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah, if we get really bored, we can play Tards.
I'd love to do that. Just sit there and play some Tards.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, turn your radio down, please, as I've already instructed everybody. There you go. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about, you know, in the past you'd referred to people as Scat Lover.
Scatlover.com. That's the official website of the Don and Mike show.
I actually finally... you know, did a little research and found scatlover.com.
Did you have to do a tremendous amount of research? I mean, it's simply as scatlover.com.
That's what I did.
What was your total time spent on that website when you finally arrived at it?
About 2 minutes, long enough to show a couple other people in the office.
Yeah. Sure. You know, just long enough for that to be ingrained into your computer. So when they bust down your door, they're going to find that.
God.
Don't call us. Don't call us. Oh, but look for the pictures of certain staff members.
Yes.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
There's a great picture of Michael Hughes and Greg Gillespie on there.
They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to think that they're wearing Halloween outfits.
Right.
They both appear to be kind of wearing orange outfits.
Yes, but it's really not orange.
It's not an outfit.
No. It's amazing. I mean, and then the looks of joy on their faces.
Yep,
it's really their best picture. Just having so much fun.
Okay, we're going to break. And when we come back, not Scat Lover, but a website that was found today by Rob.
Mm.
Our producer, Rob, has so much time on his hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I love it when he's productive. Went to a website today. Won't tell you the name of it right now. What? And it takes a long time to register.
Okay.
Buzz, don't he, look,
no,
look,
I'm not.
Look at him sitting at the ready with his finger on the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give this out to you later, but in essence, here what it is.
Okay.
Here's what it is. You register, and you scan photos of yourself and of loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And it comes back and it tells you the percentage of celebrities you most look like.
Oh, I love it.
It's a website that analyzes your face and tells you what celebrities you look like, including what percentage of celebrity you look like, both male and female. And we have done it with our publicity pictures for both me and you and Buzz and Rob.
Dad, love this.
And Joe.
Can't wait.
Oh,
this is cool.
And what we're going to do is, after we get the results, what we're going to do tonight is, because we just took our regular publicity pictures off our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. What we're going to do tonight is go back in and put some different photos of us in.
Okay.
To see if tomorrow the results match the ones that we've received already.
Very, very cool.
Now, without giving this whole thing away, because it's such a great website, we've got all
But we're going to have results, right?
Yes, we have everybody's results, and we don't have to go search anything or download pictures or anything else. I'll just tell you that one of us... Oh, boy, you know, I don't want to give it away.
No, don't.
Don't do it.
Come on, don't.
Just break it, then we can come back.
Hold on. No, shut up, Rob. Hold
it
on
is inconceivable.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll just say that somebody... for instance, there's somebody on the show. There is a celebrity that they look like that was a 70% match.
Wow.
And then in
you're
second...
You're killing me. Hold on.
And I'm going to tell you the second, because for most of us, there are five celebrities.
Okay.
Where it would be like 70%, 60%, 60%, 50%. This particular person, the first celebrity is 70%.
Hmm.
The second celebrity that this person most resembles, 67%. And the celebrity is Kathleen Turner. And it's one of us.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's one of us.
Interesting.
Kathleen Turner.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. That's right.
Are you better than a staring contest?
Wow.
So what do you think?
I think it's me.
Cold pork pie?
I can't imagine. No, I just can't imagine.
Wow.
None of us have ever been mistaken for Kathleen Turner. Kathleen Turner.
Right, Kathleen.
I know we passed
the Stroll of the Grade. All right,
so we'll go to this website, and we'll come back, and we'll tell you who we look like.
No, I think it's more like William Devane.
Oh, I forgot to do that yesterday. Divert my plane to Van Nuys.
Audrey, count on it. I'll be landing in Los Angeles.
How's Jack Bauer?
What information does Jack Bauer have for me?
And Mike?
Yes?
Can you keep this off the manifest?
Make sure that President Logan is unaware of my divergent. This is William
DeVine.
I am all upper teeth.
And that's reminding me, you're getting very dangerously close to, will we ever hear from Overbite Man again?
Oh, fear not, here he is, Overbite Man. Foolish human. That's also Ferengi.
How you doing, Overbite Man?
I'm standing by to have my plane diverted to Los Angeles.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Mike Ditka, good guy.
Mike, and I wish anything you wish yourself.
Same to you, Larry. God bless you.
Mike Ditka. Good guy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Talk about your liver lately.
Yep.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
He's mentally retarded.
Your round trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
Right. I'm on my second beer.
I was accidentally tight.
That was great.
I was almost like doing it Catholic style.
Nicely done.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ever have that opportunity when you're younger?
Sure.
You're with somebody, you're doing it Catholic style?
Yes.
Oops. And then like for 30 days, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then, you know, you're safe.
Probably many, many men have had that experience, I would think, where you just kind of go, you know, did I?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. Once you once you get to a certain age in life, you know when it happens. When you're going to receive that wonderful first-class letter,
mm-hmm.
you know it.
Yes.
Not that you control, not that necessarily you control
but
opening
you know.
It, but you know
right.
that letter is coming.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times when I was younger that my mail would be delivered by the Catholic mail service. And got an awful lot of times.
Yes.
I opened the envelope
a little early.
Way too early.
Yeah.
Way too early.
That's probably a little better at that than you were, thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. But, you know, but still, I'm sure that I experienced a few scares in my younger days, too.
I never wore rubber. God, thank God for that. I hated rubbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thank God I was married to one woman for 25 years.
Right.
Just had sex with one woman for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I won't wear rubbers. I won't wear rubber. I make her wear rubber.
And you're talking about a full slicker. Like the you know whoever like you're like whoever the, you're making love to you like the, she's dressed like the
Gorton's a fisherman. The Gorton's a
yeah yellow slicker with the yellow hat.
The Gorton's fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
I say, honey, where's your rubber? Put your slicker on. We're gonna do it. I'm pretty sure I'm still potent too.
But you're a complete proponent of safe sex, of course.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like take a pill? Absolutely.
Well, no, a pill won't make it safe.
No. A pill does make it.
Only from pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, there are other things to be concerned about.
Well, Buzz, I'm never going to be with anybody that's got, like, the creeping crud.
Good for you, Don.
And it's not like I'm out there getting laid all the time anyway at this point in my life, so who cares?
You're not, you know, it's not like you're out playing the field.
I'm not.
It's not like you're jumping bed to bed with a different partner every night.
Then I'd be a prostitute. Because I'm going to run.
Hopping.
It's a frog that goes from bed to bed.
Do you mean to say that you have never worn one?
I have never worn a rubber.
Wow.
Not that I've not tried.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone broke. They broke when I tried to put them on. Fancy that.
Incredible.
A man of steel.
Julian.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just because I'm a retard. It's like, you know, everybody knows what this is like. You get that thing out and you go, now hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me this is like the vacuum seal thing? You mean to tell me that this is going to go in there? Really? Really? Maybe when I come out of the pool.
They just don't make.
So you're not a fan. Not a fan of that.
Not a fan of the rubbers.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of guys are. Probably.
No, not really. Not your first choice.
I mean, it's not exactly.
I mean, now
doesn't certainly enhance things. Really.
Now, keep in mind, my son, who is 21, regularly. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day, his birthday,
right.
Christmas. I go to Costco. And I mean, I buy them like, I say, do you have a box of 1,000?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm almost like that guy in Animal House. How much for 1,000 marbles? How much for 1,000 condoms?
So they sell those at Costco, huh?
Oh, yes, they do.
I didn't know that.
You bet they do. They sell them by the bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the Kirkland brand.
I think only like 3 or 4 times in my life have I ever purchased that product, and it's still, you know, I go back to those movie scenes, you know, where they, you know, where you just think everybody's staring at you. You know,
right. We need a price check for these Durex. And my daughter, who is 30 and has already churned out 3 beautiful kids.
Right.
Oh, and I had the chance to talk to her last night and today. And it was just like, you know, having to do that interview about Frida and everything. I was really just having my emotional period yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I really was having it. Because what I did was I talked to this guy, Derek McGinty, from Channel 9 here in D.C.
Right.
For about 2 hours about Frida, about how my life is going and what's happening. And it was emotional.
You were exhausted, too.
Yeah, and yeah. I was dreading it. I mean, I did it because I thought it was important for Frida's legacy. It mentions the charity that's been helped out.
Right, right.
And as I told you before, really, maybe somebody who's gone through a similar situation, blah, 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 would feel better hearing me talking about it. But I was stressed out about it. And I was stressed about it even over the weekend. Because it's one of those things where, you know, you're just like me in this regard, Mike. Somebody says, hey, guys, would you like to do a supermarket opening? And we go, yeah, not really. They go, well, it's not until, you know, June.
Oh, we used to do that all the time.
And then we go,
to a fault.
They'll go, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, we'll do it. And then it finally happened. So these people have been calling and calling. This guy, Derek McGinty, I think I mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few journalists I really admire in the D.C. area. So he called, and I said to Rob, now, you tell him I'll do it. It was like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. So anyway, the very long condensed story on this is that I was overreacting, like, to my daughter with the gifts and, you know, how come you didn't say thank you when I sent you a card for your anniversary? The good news there is that things have been taken care of on that front.
Oh, good.
I don't mean personally with she and I. Things with she and I are cool. As far as her being a Play-Doh fun factory, and every time that she kisses her husband, she gets pregnant.
Right.
That no longer is the case.
Oh, okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Voluntary.
If you understand, well.
Voluntary. They
tied her up.
Well, Mike.
I don't know.
The word sterilization is ugly.
It is
a harsh
word.
I prefer the word vasectomy. That's the word that I prefer.
Oh, so he took care of it. Okay. Well, okay, you can go both ways.
One of them did. I'm not sure if it was a double T. You'll tie the tubes in a shoe, you put the bunny ears and when you tie a woman's tubes, like tying shoes, or if he got the old snip-snip. But I know that I did inquire, as a matter of fact, one of the questions that I asked around Christmas time. I said, I'm buying Bart some condoms. You know, do you think Josh needs some condoms?
Can I pick you up some?
Right. And I remember she said in that...
Aren't you generous, buying them for the whole family?
In that Minnesota nice... Well, listen, 3 grandkids at 30. I mean, slow down.
Everybody just stop.
Slow down.
Yeah.
You know, she said in that Minnesota nice voice, oh, no, we got that problem all taken care of.
I see.
So there you go.
But Josh probably isn't one of those guys like we have in the listening audience that just want to tell the world that they had it done.
No. No, yeah. As a matter of fact,
that always disturbs me.
How about you want to?
Do we have a vasectomy guy calling? I had it. It's great.
I really don't know, but let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. This is Chris. How you doing, Mike?
Hi there.
Don, have you ever contemplated on having a vasectomy? I had one done.
Right
out of the chute.
Bingo.
Listen,
the vasectomy guy, and he wants to talk about it. This is not an unusual phenomenon.
It's amazing, guy.
Why are you so proud of it?
Well, it's something that where my wife and I have decided we don't want to have any more children. She's getting older.
Guys like calling and saying that they've had their ability to procreate taken away.
And whenever we have this discussion, somebody calls, and I mean, you're not alone. A lot of people. I'm just always curious why you want to shout it from the highest.
Guys love to scream it.
They gave me a value. I went in, they snipped it, and we're done.
Okay, and you're proud of it.
Sure.
Listen, I'll say thank you for the call.
It's much less painful than having my wife operated on, so I took that route.
Oh, that's what you're proud of, then, that you took the hit for your wife.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't believe him on that.
I don't think... Have we ever gotten to the bottom of that? Have we ever figured that out?
No, we've not. If you'll pardon the pun, we've not gotten to the bottom of that. Frankly, I'm not going to get a vasectomy, because even though I still believe I'm Johnny Appleseed, I don't think I'm firing blanks, I think at this point in my life, whatever happens to me... hopefully, the person that I am with eventually, if that ever happens, will be at such a point in her life where it would be impossible.
Not a problem.
For that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying?
I feel the exact same way. Oops. We were discussing that last evening.
We were discussing that last evening.
A little weight ahead of you. Yes, just call me Larry. Call me Larry. I'm Larry from the corner.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Look, you can't, if you're seeing somebody and that person, there's a huge age difference, but that person is normal. This is an individual who wants somewhere down the line to have her own family, her own children.
So what did you tell her?
I said that, we have been together for 2.5 years, and down the road, I don't think I'd want to be, leaving this world without, and if I was still with her years down the road, I can't say no. I can't say absolutely not. That's impossible.
Ooh, boy, are we different. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, and listen, I love Bart more than life itself.
Right.
I swear to Christ, like any parent, I would give my life in an instant for Bart's. And I love Amy equally. And I wasn't even there for the raising of her.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm late
right
to the party on that. But I'm just thinking now, with him being 21,
right,
imagine this. I'm 47. I'll be 48 in September.
Mm-hmm.
What if I had another one? You're talking about at least 20 more years, and there's no, you can't romanticize this. 20 years of crap. 20 years, and I'm not just talking about changing the diapers. I'm talking about 20 years. I look back now, and I'm proud of the things that I did with Bart.
Sure.
That I got up every morning and took him to school every single morning. I got up, you know, I mean, all the dad things that I did, I couldn't do that again with another
right
kid.
The auctions, the games, all of that.
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I would be like the worst father in the world. I had really one shot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, primarily thanks to Frieda and her help, I was able to do it. I think knock it out of the park. Mm-hmm. Bart's
well,
a pretty good kid.
It's important to point out.
My next kid would be Leif Garrett. I guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come out of the womb like Leif Garrett.
The important thing for me to tell all of you is that if that was to happen,
yeah,
I would not be doing it for. I really think when you see some of these guys, the really old guys that are having kids, like at 60 or 65 years old, that I think that might be like an ego move. This is just the reality of
one of the finest men I've ever known.
This is a reality of one of the situation I happen to be in. Of course we talk about that. We talk about that because you have to. But, you know, what am I supposed to say? I mean, what am I supposed to say to somebody who is 20 years younger than I? I might say, hey, because you, you know, you happen to be in love with an old fart,
mm-hmm,
that you just have to, you know, say everything, shut everything. You're a funny guy.
No, I mean.
You're a funny guy.
No, I'm your friend.
You know what I do? Seriously, I don't predict the future. I don't. Why predict the future?
Uh-huh.
You can't. You can't do that.
No. Oh, boy.
What?
Literally, you're playing.
What?
In your pants, you have a stick of dynamite, my friend. I didn't know you were walking around with a loaded weapon.
No, I've had a vest.
No, no. I knew.
Right.
I knew that you're a whole man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're not one of these guys that calls and wants to brag
right
about his vasectomy.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, Mike, one leak. One tiny.
Oh, of course.
One tiny, minute, crystally drop.
Of course.
I mean, if you're talking about the crystals or the clear, it doesn't really matter. All it takes is one drop of that magic potion to go down, you know, into Charlie's Chocolate Factory.
I understand,
and
Dave.
Then the next thing you know, you've got a Oompa Loompa in there.
I totally understand, Dave.
Ooh, be careful.
You don't think I am? I'm very careful. I'm very careful.
Yes, but you're also open to, you know, I mean, I'm guessing what you're saying is if it happened.
Oh, no, no.
If it happened.
No, it's a little more involved than that. It's a little more planned down the road. But you just don't say at a certain time.
So you got her, what, is she like on a sponge or something?
I'd rather not say. I think that the one thing you do is you don't completely, it would be unfair for me to completely shut the door on something like that. It really would. Because I think that would be unfair to her.
At 63, you can still attend a high school graduation.
Oh. Wow.
A little time.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
At this point,
wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I've got experience with it. But if I make it. I think about all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think about all that stuff all the time. We were having that discussion just last night.
So what was her, okay, so I'll be Carla. Oh, Mike, I want to have your baby so bad.
No, now stop it. That's okay. No, stop the
okay
crap.
I'm
playing right.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm Carla. I'm Carla. Hey.
That's right. The whole premise I don't care for.
What are we going to do?
You know, really.
I feel the need. I'd like to have a kid someday.
So you're playing the role of
all right, I'll play it straight.
We're going to do method acting right here?
I won't do it like this. I mean,
how did you get that beard? Man, did you get out on the wrong side of the bed this morning? What's going on? What is the deal?
I might want to have a kid someday, Mike.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
I have to ask Don.
Well, you know he's against it.
He is?
Yes, because he thinks you'll be too old. But are you crazy in love with me that if you knocked me up that everything would be okay?
I am crazy in love with you. I am crazy in love with you.
Well, then let's get rid of the sponge.
No,
take
that. Believe me, she's got her head squarely planted on her shoulder. She knows what she's talking about.
Just be careful, Johnny.
No, we had
Johnny
a discussion
Appleseed.
About
that's you,
we had
Johnny
a discussion
Appleseed
about life and everything. And we've had many discussions about that.
Hey, you know, and now I'm really not busting your balls. No problem.
We've had many discussions. I mean,
hold
not,
on.
You know, last night was one. We've had them before. We've talked about. We've been together 2.5 years. We've talked about life.
Seriously, no pun intended.
Yes.
Not busting your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had your sperm count checked?
No.
Do you, Do you know if you still... I mean, you know you can go,
I don't care.
You can go to the doctor and you can put a little dollop in a cup and he'll come back and he'll tell you if you if you're firing blanks or not.
That is an exercise that one would go through if one was actively trying to conceive a child. I am not in that situation right now.
Or if someone... All right. As long as this is let's confess everything.
Right.
After Frida died,
right.
When I went to have a physical since she died,
uh-huh.
I had them check.
Right.
I got the sperm count of like a 7-year-old.
God, why don't you say 18-year-old, okay, please? Please, Dakota, will you please
say
that? It's not Dakota.
I was thinking more about, I was watching a Law and Order the other night.
Right.
And it's one of them, they can't figure out that somebody attacked a woman. There's a woman that's like selling pot or something to cancer victims in her New York apartment.
Right.
And they can't figure out who stole this chick's money, this woman's money, and assaulted her. And as it turns out, it was these kids from middle school.
Okay.
And they said, well, now that's why we didn't find any, you know, because it was a boy. So obviously, a boy. I got a pretty good number though.
Oh, really? I have no reason to have mine checked.
Give it like a number scale.
I really have no reason to have my sperm count checked. I really don't.
Well, just when I went in there, it was like the total...
If I'm going to have anything checked, it's going to be my liver function.
I went in, it was, I said, check everything.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Now that Frida's gone, I got to know, everything. It was like, finger, go ahead. Do it. Prostate,
right.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at my feet? Touch my feet. Knock yourself out.
Wow.
Well, you want to give me x-rays? Go ahead. And they brought it up, because it was the thing about, do you think you'll be active again? And I'm like, I can't even get into this now. And then somebody said, would you like to find out what your sperm count is?
Yeah, I hate to sound like really L.A. and really Kurt Russell. I'm much more afraid of marriage than I am kids.
Whew.
Sorry, that's
okay,
just the way it is.
All right, that's coming from someone. We come from different places.
You're not kidding.
We come from different places. I'll tell you right now.
I mean, absolutely.
They both.
I've got a different life than anybody on this show.
They both scare the frig out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't be doing either one.
Mm-hmm.
That I promise you.
Well, you never. One thing I know. You deal with your whole life, it sounds like, in absolutes. You absolutely, everything is certain, everything. I kind of say, based on the way my life has gone and things that have come up that life has thrown at me that I didn't see coming, I don't look at things like that. Because you never know, you never know what the future is going to hold. You really never know what the... And I'm not, it's not like it's all me either. There are, when there's another person involved in something like this, for the foreseeable future, I don't want to have a family again. But I also think that if I'm going to be around for a long time and I'm going to be in a relationship for a long time, you got to think of the other person's feelings too.
All right. Well, then we really better get to this list because I've seen your girls that you have with Laura and your daughters are beautiful.
My daughters are striking. And if I have one more person, I showed pictures of my kids to somebody today. If I get one more person say, whoa, watch out! That's starting to really freak me out a little bit. When they start dating,
girls.
Watch out!
They are cute girls, and your current girlfriend Carla is equally good looking.
Mm-hmm.
So consider this: that maybe with your daughters, now that I'm looking at the list of celebrities you most resemble,
right,
according to the internet,
right,
maybe it was. Maybe it was more the plaintiff with your daughters than you. Because
now you've whetted my appetite. I can't wait.
We've got a break, and I realize that we didn't talk about this website.
I promise we'll do
when we come back.
Now you've really gotten me going on this.
We've got 8,000 guys on the phone, like for vasectomy confessionals. Guys,
I hate that.
Put it back in your pants. We're going to talk to Bob Barker in a second.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about vasectomies.
Neutering you.
Mike, let me just tease this because we will talk about this in our next break. The website where you put somebody's picture in and they give you the five celebrities that the person most resembles.
Wow.
Mike, you have all males.
Thank God that I've dodged the Kathleen Turner bullet.
Some of us have females,
right?
You have all males.
Good. Well, that's a good thing.
You have a three-way tie
for who I resemble
at number one.
Really?
60% each with these three celebrities.
Wow. You know what? You do tease as well, but this is the ultimate tease right
I will
there.
Tell you that...
I'm dying to, like, reach across the console and grab that paper.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you one of them before we go to break.
All right, give me one.
One of the three that's your number one match, according to the website...
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, the website is called MyHeritage.com.
Okay.
If you want to do the crap, you really have to register, and
right.
you have to send in your picture and everything. Do you want, Mike, there is one guy that's, they go from...
Do they go from butt ugly to sort of ugly to really ugly?
It's very subjective. I'll just tell you, by age, we can go, there's obviously a youngest,
go with
a middle, and an oldest.
Give me the oldest.
Henry Fonda. Henry Fonda.
I'm getting dizzy.
He's the oldest.
He's the oldest.
All right, so we'll go to this
I'll
website.
I'll take that one.
We'll go to this website. We'll scan our pictures, and we'll see who we most look like, okay?
Here I am, sitting here talking about kids on Golden Pond.
There you go. We'll be back.
That is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It happened over a period of time. Apparently, it didn't really just tear in an accident. It just, at my age, it plumb wore out. I'm going to be glad when it's completely healed, but it is not excruciating pain. Of course, I'm part Indian. I can stand a lot of pain.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you know Bob Barker's part Indian?
I didn't know that until you played that thing.
Princes of Peace, Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude, Walker. We'll talk to Bob Barker here in a second. He's got nothing to promote except the fact that he's Bob freaking Barker.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the greatest game show in daytime television.
We love Bob Barker, so we'll talk to him in a second. Let's see. Okay, this website. Everybody's waiting for the results. The
results are in.
The website is MyHeritage.com.
Okay.
You upload a photo of your face. Your face. And then it shows you the celebrities you look like. I don't know where Rob found this thing. However, he's written me a note. The site was created by researchers in Israel. Hmm. The goal is to have millions of people upload photos, use the software to track down relatives, finding people who share their facial features.
Hava Nagila.
So, let's see. As it turns out, one of us, the one of us that has, the percentages were wrong. Robbie and John, they just went through and put John Norman's picture in as well. We'll have his results shortly.
Good. Okay.
One of us that has, we all, except for Mike, we all have women.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has a woman as the number one lookalike. One of us has Kathleen Turner as our number one lookalike.
That's bizarre.
It's
so bizarre. I'm looking at all you guys.
It's not the number two lookalike. It's the number one lookalike.
Number one lookalike. Kathleen Turner.
Here we go. Mike, we've already started with you.
Okay.
We uploaded your photo,
yeah.
Put it in, and the three celebrities that you most resemble, each of them with 60%, are Henry Fonda, Oliver Stone, and Jason Alexander.
Oh, God, no, I knew there had to be one bad one in there. Of course, Oliver Stone isn't exactly a walk in the park.
Then we have three more. There were six for you. There's six for each of us. Some of us have more than I said. Gosh,
wow.
Gosh, Buzz, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike, here are your next three.
Okay.
You have six total.
All right.
These also got 59%.
So they're close.
Very close. John Ritter. Dan Aykroyd. And Al Pacino.
Very nice.
Wow. Now, it's fine. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Go to our website. Go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
That doesn't make any sense.
Look at our pictures, and you're going to know how retarded this website is.
Attica!
Now, you're going to love this.
All right.
I'll throw myself out there.
All okay. Right.
Because this, I think, outside of the whoever's number one with Kathleen Turner, which is obviously not me now.
Right, right.
Oh. I think I've got maybe the worst top two of anybody on the whole list.
What's the percentage?
Number one is 71%.
Okay.
Which I will tell you, of everybody on the show that we did, me, you, Buzz, Rob, and Joe, it is the highest percentage of celebrity resemblance.
Yes.
They put my picture in from the website.
Yes.
Number one, 71%.
Go on.
Larry Bird.
I'm sorry.
I ask you not.
I'm so sorry. Mike, so funny, he staggered out of the room.
Yeah. I'm glad you're amused, Mike. I knew you would be.
That is a wild card.
Wait,
that is a wild
card. Feeling better about Jason Alexander now, aren't you?
Larry Bird.
Wait until my number two. At 67%.
Yes.
67%. Strom Thurmond.
Oh, man.
The young Strom.
Holy Moses. These are out of left field.
Yeah. At number three with 62%. Val Kilmer.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good-looking guy.
Here we go.
Strong.
So I'm feeling better, right?
You right.
Larry Bird, sure. Strom Thurmond. At number four, celebrity look-alike, 61%.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's odd. This is so strange.
Also at 61%,
wow. Yeah.
Carson Daly.
Okay, that's, you know, not an ugly guy.
And then at 60%, I think this was more mental than physical, Ben Affleck.
You're happy. You're such a big fan.
Wow.
Yeah,
some
I love him.
People on there.
Wow. You know what, Buzz?
Yeah?
Seemed to me that you were just a bit too enthusiastic when that Larry Bird was announced. I mean, I know Mike got up and walked around, but you
right.
really seemed to revel in it.
Well, I didn't get up and dance like Mike did.
Why don't we do Buzz next?
All Let's right, do Buzz.
Fine. Why don't we do Buzz
now,
next?
Now, what's Buzz's percentage at the top? What is
70.
70, so that's pretty high.
It's a high number. Congratulations, Buzz. You won the lottery.
I knew it.
Kathleen Turner. Buzz Burbank.
So many people
wow.
said that.
70%. Following Kathleen Turner
yeah.
at 70. At 64%, we have...
Yes.
I've never heard of this actor. Rob tells me I would know him from horror movies.
Yeah.
A guy named Christopher Lee.
Oh, Christopher oh, Lee.
Okay. Dracula.
Yeah.
One of the famous Draculas.
Yeah.
Number three on Buzz's list.
Uh-huh.
63%?
Yes.
Mira Sorvino.
Lots of female in Buzz.
Number four on Buzz's list.
Mm-hmm.
62%. Jackie O.
Oh, real? Oh,
all these,
I'm
like,
proud.
Pretty women.
Yeah.
Also, you're pretty, Buzz.
Thank you.
Also at 62% on Buzz's picture.
Uh-huh.
And please think mugshot here, okay?
All right.
Nick Nolte.
Hey,
cool.
Nick Nolte.
I'm proud of that one.
Here's one that's going to piss you off, Buzz.
All right.
61% celebrity you most resemble.
Yeah.
From this scanning of your picture on this website, yeah. MyHeritage.com.
Here we go.
W.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
Are you
God.
Ready for some football?
There's irony.
Justice.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Wow. Oh, then you have, dumb. At 56%, it's a tie
uh-huh.
with Emilio Estevez.
Cool.
And Clint Eastwood.
Hey,
wow.
Those are good. Boy, oh boy, wow. Buzz Burbank.
Let's go to Robbie.
Yeah,
Jackie
Robbie. Oh, Nick Nolte and Clint Eastwood all look so similar, I guess.
Let's go to Rob. Rob has a tie.
I'm excited about this
Rob
one.
Has a male-female tie at number one at 66%. The celebrity Rob most resembles, according to the picture in the software and his website,
mm-hmm.
it's a tie between Howard Dean... And Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No.
Well,
that's it. I'm
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
this is
maybe,
BS.
Maybe it's Rob's mitts. His big man mitts. Then you
wow.
have, at 61%, Heath Ledger.
Thank you.
That's good.
Followed by, at 60%, and he's got to love this, because you love everything Kraut.
Right.
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
The man's a genius.
Wow. Then you have, for Rob, from Lost,
uh-huh.
right? Matthew Fox.
Yep.
Okay.
59%.
Which one is Matthew Fox? He's the doctor, the good-looking
okay.
doctor.
All right. Yeah. Rob also has, then, at 58%, William Shatner. And at 57%, American Psycho and Batman, Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian Bale. Very,
wow.
very good. I like that. Rob's has totally thrown me.
Yeah.
Charles Lawton wasn't in there. Kathy Bates wasn't in there.
Right?
No. Hold on. I bet. Is that Barker?
Yes, it is.
Is that Barker? Okay, you know what then? What we're going to do is hold off on the rest of this list until we talk to Just Simply the best. You know how much we love Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm. We are mega fans.
Here
we always
now.
Have been.
From Television City in Hollywood, here's the great Bob Barker, everybody. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Bob Barker, it is great to have you on the show again.
The last time I talked with you guys, you were out here.
Yeah, we were doing the whole tour, I think, out there, and all the CBS stars were coming by and talking to
love
you.
Love you, Bob. Great to have you on the show. If you don't mind, the first question, we know we were supposed to chat on Monday, And you were involved in, what was
something
it?
With the city council and...
city council, can we ask about that?
Sure, absolutely. I'm working with some people who are trying to convince the Los Angeles Zoo that they should close their elephant exhibit and place the three remaining elephants in a sanctuary where they'll be able to live a life that's the nearest thing possible to their normal life in the wild.
You know, I think anybody that has ever been to a zoo, of all the animals that are in a zoo, when you see the elephants, just on size alone, and when they're in that kind of an enclosure, that's kind of tough to take, I think, even for, you know, somebody who's not as actively involved in animal rights as you are, I would think.
Well, you may not be actively involved, but you're very discerning. All animals suffer in zoos.
Mm-hmm.
They're all confined. Many of us refer to zoos as prisons for animals.
Yep.
But the elephants probably do suffer more,
mm-hmm,
because of their lifestyle. They're very social animals. They bond and families stay together for their entire lifetime, or compatible animals stay together for their entire lifetime. And these elephants walk 10, 20, as much as 50 miles a day. And to be confined in these zoos is psychologically very damaging.
Well, are you making any headway with that?
Well, I can't honestly say that I'm too optimistic.
Okay.
Zoos all over the United States are closing their elephant exhibits. I mean, there isn't a zoo in metropolitan New York City that is still holding elephants in captivity.
Good.
The last was the Bronx Zoo, and only a few weeks ago it announced that it was going to phase out its elephant exhibits. So they're all gone. And a famous Lincoln Zoo in Chicago, and all over the country, north, south, east, west, out here in California, the San Francisco Zoo has released its elephants, the Sacramento Zoo, the Santa Barbara Zoo, the...
Now, Bob, when you say they've released them, they've not let them go. They've not just...
The sanctuary.
They've not just opened the doors and said, go ahead.
No.
Go live the good life.
Although the elephants would be better off if they did just that.
It might freak a few people out, but that's all right.
Is this why last night on Entertainment Tonight, I just saw a brief clip, and they mentioned Bob Barker and animals, and I didn't know exactly what... So that must be what this is all about.
That's right. You see, I have a torn tendon in my foot.
We just played that tape. Bob, I'm sorry to interrupt you. How much percentage Indian are you? We just heard that.
Yeah, we didn't know you were part Native American, Mr. Barker.
Well, I'm only an eighth.
An eighth? And what do you know?
I'm only an eighth.
Do you know what tribe?
My tendons are the Indian part, and so I can stand a lot of pain.
That's good.
Well, it's a...
In any event, I had torn a tendon in my foot, and I was walking on a big boot that goes up to my knee, and it was difficult for me to... I could stand and I could walk, but not a long distance. We had to park. We were at City Hall and had to park a long way. And so they picked me up in a wheelchair. Well, Entertainment Tonight, they thought that was pretty spiffy. And they got a shot of me in this wheelchair.
Oh, no.
And
a
shot of the boot. And now they're coming over to the show Monday when I go back to work, and just to make sure that I've survived.
Are you still going to be able to play Plinko with a torn tendon?
I can play Plinko with a torn tendon. I can't hip hop anymore.
Bob,
I can only hop. I can't hip.
If you can take a compliment, and this is really a heartfelt compliment, I consider it a rite of passage. Now, I never went to college myself, but I know how popular your show is on college campuses.
Yes.
I have, my son is 21 and he is a junior down at Clemson in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it is only this year that I got the fabulous call from him that I'd been waiting for, letting me know that he was well adjusted. He called one day and said, "Dad, are you watching The Price is Right?" And I said, "I'm not watching it right now." And he said, "They have a pair of jet skis on."
What?
A pair of jet skis. And
jet skis.
Uh-huh. Jet skis. And
yes,
we all want to know how much you think they cost. And I said, "Who's there?" And it was him with about 15 of his friends.
Now,
this is 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
They've all got classes, so I'm assuming that they're not having a kegger or anything. They're just at some point, why is it, Bob, do you think that college kids grab on to The Price is Right and hold on so tight and won't let go? What's your theory on that besides...
Well, I personally think it's because they just feel that I'm one of them.
But really, I mean, I couldn't get my kid to, and he's not a kid, he's a man, he's 21. I couldn't get him to sit down and play a pricing game with me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get him to sit down and watch a game show with me. But somehow on its own...
Have you ever given him a car or a refrigerator? Then you get more cooperation.
No, you're right about that. And as a matter of fact, one of his goals this summer with his friends is to make a trip out to California.
And go on the show?
Where they desperately want to get on the show. And he says to me, Dad, I know if I wear a T-shirt, and they almost say that, if I wear a T-shirt saying I go to Clemson and I watch every day, I'll get picked out. Why?
Let it go. What? You know, we have kids from all over the country. I mean, as far east as you can go, we have them from... Upstate New York, we have them from the South, we love it. They give the show great energy.
Yeah, and you've been doing it for so long. How are you going to be doing it much longer? Do you see any kind of retirement in your future at all?
Well, I've signed a 5-year contract.
There you go. I love it.
I figure if I finish that, I'll be 87 years old.
Wow.
And then I can retire while I'm still young.
Good for you.
Oh, and Bob, listen, as a fan of the show, and as someone who now has a son who's a fan of the show, really, how come The Price is Right is not available in fabulous, spectacular CBS high definition?
Good question.
I watch Letterman in high def. I watch CSI. There's even like a soap opera that's on in high def.
We were talking actually before you came on the show how wonderful that show would look. The Price is Right would look so nice in high definition.
Yeah. Well, there's been conversation about it, but it hasn't happened as yet, and I don't know why, and I don't know when it will. But
well,
I think
love
it's a good idea, yeah.
And Bob, when you mentioned you're back shooting next week, what is your overall shooting schedule when you're going to go in and bang out a couple of weeks of The Price is Right?
Yeah, how does that work? Because we always have been fascinated with that.
We do two shows on Monday. We do one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one on Thursday.
See, now, and in a lot of game shows, Bob, don't they do them all like...
They'll do five in a day.
They'll do five in a day, and then they take
Years ago, when I was younger,
right,
we tried three a day, but it was too much.
Right.
And for everybody, and including all of the crew. But we did two a day for years, and worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and did six shows. But... And gentlemen, as time marched on, it got too much for me.
I would imagine so.
And so I begged them to cut it down, and they generously did, even though it cost more money to shoot it over their schedule. But we'll probably do only one this Monday and get my foot warmed up.
Good for you.
But Bob, I know that the show it was taped in advance. Isn't it almost better to go in and do one every day? So if something that day happened that you wanted to speak about, or if something traumatic or fantastic happened,
the only way to speak about something that happened, you know, that day would be to do it live.
Okay. Well, then the question: how far in advance do you shoot the show?
About 5 weeks.
Oh, 5 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. So I mean, somebody can about a month. Somebody's going to see themselves if they get on The Price is Right. And Rob, our producer, wants to know, when's the next $1 million spectacular?
Well, we have one coming up. I mean, they're planning one.
Okay.
We wanted to go back and do it at Radio City Music Hall, and they wanted us to do that, but it was just so expensive that we figured we couldn't do it. Now they're talking with some hotels in Las Vegas. We may go up there.
Yeah.
We did the only show that we ever did outside of our own studio, we did in Las Vegas, and it was a huge success.
And outside of your tendon and all that, you're feeling pretty good, Bob?
Oh, I'm top notch. Yes,
good
I feel fine.
Good
except
to
except for my tendon.
Your Indian tendon, right.
Yeah, I didn't have an accident. I mean, a running back in football, he'll make some cut and his tendon will snap. Well, nothing like that happened to me. Mine just slowly wore out. Finally, it became frayed and broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to try to put the ends back together. They said it'd have to pull it so far that it wouldn't work. So we're just letting it go, and I'm going to live the remaining years of my life with one less tendon than the rest of you guys.
I know you'll do just fine.
Bob is someone, again, who, you know, I watch the show. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say I watch. I know you have.
Why would you be embarrassed?
Well, only because I ask.
The intellectuals are watching.
No. I'm going to ask you questions that, like, only, like, the mega super house frows would come up. You know, I'm like one of those women that jump up on stage and start to molest you, you know, when you're like, please get away from me. Like, for instance, I know you have a new announcer, but I've noticed I have never seen him on camera.
Oh, he's on camera at the end of every show.
Then Channel 9 must cut that part out of the show.
Well, they may. They started in those, what do you call it? I've gone blank for the moment. They do at the end of shows, you know.
I know what you do. They put you in, like, in a little box. And they put the news lady in the big box.
Yeah, because they're promoting the new news.
Coming up next. So is that? So what's the new guy look like?
He's a nice-looking young fellow. He's a dark-haired fellow, about, I'd say, 6 feet tall and maybe 40, 45 years old. I think he's doing a good job.
He's outstanding. Of course, he's no Rod. I mean, you're not going to
get... No, Rod was the greatest.
Another Rod Roddy.
Well, do you remember Johnny Olson?
Oh, yes. Johnny Olson.
Too.
Fantastic.
I've been blessed with announcers. I mean, I've had top-notch announcers right through the whole run.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Frank Caliendo?
Frank Caliendo.
He's an impressionist.
Sounds familiar.
He's on Mad TV, and one of the skits that they do that just kills us to this day is they do Rod Roddy doing The Price is Right, and he's got some guy who's you.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
We had him on the show the other day, and he was doing a killer Rod Roddy. It was fantastic.
That's great.
And
lives on.
When you look now at a showcase... For instance, I was watching, let's be honest, today, even though I know you taped it a while ago, you wouldn't remember. It was a showcase that had a car.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime there's a car, right away, I think, 20 grand. At least I'm going to add 20 grand to the price of the showcase. Back when you started the show and you would give away a car.
Right.
What was the average cost of, like, a really nice car you'd give away when the show first came on?
Yeah, just say, like, a sedan, a mid-level sedan.
The first car that I gave away was $2,650.
And
it was made by General Motors, and it was a car that is no longer produced. I wish I could tell you the name of it. You know it. It was a well-known name.
$2,600.
And the one that was on today.
And we used to have showcases that were $2,000 and $3,000.
Wow.
Well, now that would never do now. That's one of your easy pricing games at the beginning, for goodness sakes.
And then you try to tell us there's no inflation.
Is it true that you only give away American automobiles now?
Yes, only American-made cars.
Bob Barker, Patriot. There you go.
We've given away only American-made cars for years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's wonderful.
Amen to that.
Speaking of these cars now, that 2000, when we started, we'd give away cars that were $2,000. Then it was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then we had to remodel some of our props to accommodate five figures because it was so hard to get cars less than $10,000.
Yeah, people watch The Price is Right. And back when we did the interview with you, when we went to CBS Television City, we were just wandering around backstage at The Price is Right. And it's just amazing when you think the sheer weight of some of the sets that you have.
People don't
process that when they're watching it on TV. But a lot of this stuff is made out of, which amazes me, is made out of wood.
Yeah, we touched all your stuff.
We did. We touched a lot of your stuff. I hope you don't mind. And it must take an awful lot.
Have them check your fingerprints.
It must take a lot.
One of the reasons that we don't travel the show more.
Right.
It's like the Normandy invasion. It really is. We have cars and trucks and that big wheel, we can't even, it's just murderous.
Yeah, when you see people with that, when it's the showcase wheel, when they're spinning that, and that you see some of the petite contestants that really struggle with that, that's because the thing is massive, and it really is heavy, isn't it?
Well, it is heavy, and also it's adjustable. And sometimes, if they get it too loose, then the wheel spins so long that we have trouble getting the show on within the hour.
Right.
But if they get it too tight, why, then they have a little more trouble getting it around than we want them to
see
have.
See somebody hanging from it.
Bob, do you ever get the feeling like with this new guy, this new cat, Les Moonves, who's the new boss, and he's our boss, too. We've had him on our show. He's radio and TV for CBS.
Right.
You ever get the feeling with this guy, here's what I've noticed what they do with you, that your show is there and it's on during the day, and it's a staple, and it's great. But like when they need a kick in the pants during the ratings, they say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's get Bob.
Get Bob out there.
Let's do the one $1 million spectacular at any time. Now I know that you know you're a reverential guy, and I mean this with all respect. At any time, do you ever feel like when they call you up, just saying to Les Moonves sometimes, hey, listen, I'm not your slut. You know, I'm not. I don't.
It never occurred to me.
I don't come off like a prom dress on prom night. You know what I'm saying?
It has never occurred to me to say that, nor am I ever going to.
And I know you wouldn't.
My lengthy career could end that quickly.
That's great.
But you must be flattered, though, that still at this point.
Well, we are flattered in a way. They get have years ago. I tried to convince them to do the show once a week, nighttime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think if they had started it, it would have been just as successful, probably, as a lot of other shows that have been on for long runs nighttime.
Hey, what do you think now when you see something, Bob? I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you said that, made me think of. When you see something like Deal or No Deal, something that's the flavor of the month, that right now everybody's watching that show, but we all know that 6 months from now, it'll be
gone. And that leads me into another question that I want to tack on to that. When you do see shows like that, game shows especially, and in prime time, that come and they go, and this is a serious question, what do you think is the reason for the staying power of a show like The Price is Right?
Besides you, beloved Bob.
Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, my agent says it's Bob Barker.
It is Bob Barker. 100% Bob Barker. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did you ever forget that?
In all honesty, mm-hmm. I think it all begins with the basic premise of the show. Everything we do is based on prices.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody identifies with prices, so everybody gets involved, and that's what every game show wants, is viewer involvement.
Well, it's timeless. It really is. I mean, you can watch that show.
Beyond that, we do the show just as if it were a live show. We don't edit. We go in on time. I bring it out on time.
Do they run any classic episodes like on TV Land or the Game Show Network? Can you see like an older version of The Price? Because
no,
I would love to see
that. No, they show it with Bob has dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have, years ago, they had it on the Game Show Network briefly, but... I think CBS objected because we were still doing live product. But
okay. It'll
be all over the Game Show Network in the years to come, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But to hark back to the success of the show, I think that doing it as if it were a live show and taking contestants right out of the audience, no primping, no rehearsing, nothing like that, all of that, I think, adds to the charm of the show. I really do.
And Bob, what's the, on occasion... What's the B.O. factor for some of those contestants who have been not only sitting in the audience, maybe somebody's been on Contestants Row and, like, they've been there
under the hot lights,
for the whole show under the hot lights, and finally on the last pricing game they make it up. You ever get the real B.O. attack?
Well, you don't see it on camera. I have a page who sprays them as they
Wow. And, Bob, the last thing I have to ask you is on a personal note, you probably don't even remember this, after we came out to see everybody at CBS, and you were so great, we were on your set. One of my dogs, Max, we actually had him taken care of on the air. We had
him on the air.
Yes, we sanitized. We had
an actual vet that did it here at the studio. They actually made it a sterile environment where they had this done up in one of our conference rooms, and the procedure was actually done on the air.
And
I'm never going to be your guest in person. I'll tell you that.
And my dear sweet departed wife actually had my dog's little Nads. He's a little retriever. We had his Nads actually made. She went to a jewelry shop.
Right.
Actually had them made into cufflinks. And whoever our producer was at the time said, we are going to overnight this to Bob Barker.
Send the cufflinks to Bob.
And
Bob Barker would have worn them.
And now, here's a question. Did you ever get them? Do you even remember? Oh. Or do so many people send you crap that if you got
something
like...
Did you actually send me these cufflinks?
Yep. Bob, listen, I don't want to get into a whole big thing with you, but my wife passed away just this last year after 25 years.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I only mentioned it because I say, yeah, it was her idea.
And she sent them, and they were sent, and maybe they didn't get to you.
I did not receive them.
You know what we'll do? We'll do the same procedure with our producer, and we'll send you those cufflinks. How's that? Sorry, Rob.
I heard a scream, I think.
that was
a wonderful thought, and I'm so sorry I didn't get them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
usually get things, you know. Huh.
Then you know what you should do? You should check that Weasel Les Moon vest. Check his wrist someday.
Yeah, he's probably wearing them. He stole them from you.
Because I bet he's got them on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bob, listen, like when I mentioned my wife, and I'm cool talking about that, I'm fine with the way everything has worked out now. Our listeners were fantastic. Then when my wife passed away, they had she loved animals, like you do, and we asked for all donations, anybody that wanted to, you know, remember my wife.
Right.
To send it to this little tiny animal shelter in Berlin, Maryland, that just was, it's a little, you know the type. They got no money, they got no nothing. Our listeners were so fantastic. My wife would have been so proud and happy. This place ended up getting something like $30,000 unsolicited just from something that was on the web.
Right.
With people sending in $10 and $20. Why is it you think, Bob, that some people like you and like my wife have this gene about, I mean, everybody loves animals. I've got three dogs and a cat, but I got to say, I never took it to the extreme that my wife did.
Yeah, why that
or
cost?
The extreme
why that, cost?
That you do. You shared that with my wife. Why do you love animals so much that every day you mention it on the show, and you're as well known for this as you are for the, I think, as the game show.
Mm-hmm.
Why you love animals so much?
Well, I have always loved them, and about 25... Between 25 and 30 years ago, I started working with a few organizations, and as I became aware for the first time of the terrible mistreatment and exploitation of animals, I just felt compelled to try to do what I could to help them. And as I got into it more and more deeply, I discovered that no matter how little difference I could make, I could make a difference. And it was so encouraging to me that I just worked more and more. And it's become really, if not the most important, one of the most important parts of my life.
Now, do you own animals? You must, right?
Oh, sure.
How many do you have? What do you have?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have a dog. I have a wonderful dog named Jesse, that it came from a shelter.
Good.
I have two rabbits, Mr. Rabbit and his honey bunny, in the house. They have their own room, and they have to run in the house when I can watch them. And now, my swimming pool has become a duck pond.
Oh,
for years, ducks that were migrating would land in my pool and rest and go on. But this year, these two stayed, this male and female, and she has a nest with 12 eggs in it, and I have had them put a chain-link fence across my yard so that nothing can get over there. My dog can't get at them, and they're safe in there. And I don't know when these eggs are going to hatch. It's going to be any moment, and they're there. We feed them, and that's where they will live, if that's where they want to live for a while before they move on. And some people are telling me, Barker, they're never going to move on.
That's great. I know you wouldn't mind.
If the city doesn't throw me out, or if the neighbors don't complain, I'm just going to leave the chain link fence up, and I don't need the swimming pool, and the ducks need a duck pond, so I may have permanent ducks.
That proves it right there. You're true to the cause, that's for sure.
Well, Bob, we always love talking to you. We appreciate so much your time.
Well, it's a joy talking with you fellas. I enjoy it.
You should know how much we love having you on.
I don't want to come over there in person.
Thank you very much, Bob. And, we appreciate it.
We need to put you on hold because Rob loves you more than anybody. He wants to say hi to you. If you hold on just a second, please. And great talking to you.
Thank you. With you, and I wish both of you the very best.
Thank you, Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Bob Barker!
Yeah.
And he never got the cufflinks.
No.
Jesus. Hold on, Bob. You never got the cufflinks. Ay, ay, ay.
That is a TV legend right there.
A
And you know what?
You know, it's amazing when we talk to a guy that's going strong, still doing his show, and we're just lucky that we made it to 40.
Oh, yeah, no S.
I mean, really.
He's still getting it done.
That's a pisser.
Yeah.
Somebody out there has the cufflinks.
Somebody, probably one of the, junior members of the staff probably stole the testicle cufflinks.
I believe that I was assured by, well...
we don't want to do that.
Somewhere along the line, something went awry.
Imagine that.
Maybe he kept them.
Well, I know that. Well, listen. Here's the thing. Here's what makes that a possibility.
Right.
She took him to a nice jewelry store,
and
I imagine that someone unscrupulous,
yes,
some bastard
would melt them down.
Some two-faced, lying rat bastard who can just kiss my ass. Probably took those things, and you're right.
Melted them down.
And it melted down.
Along with the teeth that he's stealing from people.
So you know what? Good for him. That's his first set of balls.
No!
Bada-bing. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or for her. Because I'm not really sure which one of our underlings it was at the time.
You'll never know.
I'm not really sure. Well, I know the family.
We can research it.
I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I know the family tree.
Was Bob pleased, Rob?
Delighted.
We always treat him with a great deal of reverence on this show.
Oh, he kissed his ass. Are you kidding? He's Bob Barker.
He's Bob Barker. Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, ask him fart jokes and stuff?
And when we were backstage, seriously, we were the biggest tards in television city.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Plinko.
Plinko.
We played Plinko.
Yeah. Of course we did.
We actually took the little chips and we dropped them down. It was a great moment. But what you're amazed, it looks so different when you see it on TV.
It's so cheap.
It's plywood.
Dirty, beaten up.
But when you put it on the TV, it looks magic, right?
The password is like carnival.
Yep.
It's just painted plywood.
It's amazing. And heavy, that's why.
Yeah. It looks awful.
I have to spruce that up in high def.
Oh, Bob Barker. Hello, Don and Mike. You know, they should put that show in high def.
They should.
For God's sake.
The colors and the wheels.
Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, King of Queens is in high def.
Yeah, come on.
Please. Hey, I got to look at her last night, too.
How's she doing? I haven't watched that show in a year and a half.
Well?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you're getting a little testy about this.
Oh, get it?
I get
jokes.
How did Lisa Remedy do? Well, I'd say that she, it's, oh, God, your radio's up way too loud. It's a good thing that her show's in widescreen.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say that.
Still hasn't taken off the baby weight, huh?
Oh, my God. No, and they're still making her out to be, like she's supposed to be hot as S.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he, Kevin James, can probably fit in her clothes now.
Really?
Kevin James looks to me like he's lost a little weight.
So now he'll get the magazine covers.
Yeah, I was watching, I guess it was Monday night. Is that when that King of Queens is on? Monday night. Right.
He's on every night.
And that is in high def.
It is.
And meanwhile, the Price is Right.
It's not.
Wallowing in obscurity over there.
It's not.
Because it is all about the bright colors when you think about it. I mean, you really think why it's lasted. Well, it's like people love pricing. He's right about that. But it's all the bright, flashy colors. So, put it on the whole thing. I want to see it on a rectangle.
That's why old people love it.
Old people, young people, Rob.
The Leno factor. Yeah.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, colors. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Bright colors. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
You talked to Bob Barker years ago and had mentioned the cufflinks, and at that time, I don't know if he was just going along with it or if he was confused, but he said that he loved them and he wore them and enjoyed them and he appreciated them.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he...
So I don't know if he really got them or not.
There's a very good chance that at least one of the people on the phone has a lot of dead brain cells.
Yeah.
So I'd say it could be me or it could be him. If you're saying he said so, maybe he did get him and he just doesn't remember.
You know, maybe they're not his most cherished piece of jewelry.
Hi!
It's been a while.
Hi,
me, though.
I'm Wang.
You know me. I'd rather think badly of a former employee, though.
Yes, it's more fun that way. And we had a ball talking about
people were nuts about him.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Not a Mike show.
Hey,
I tell you, if you ever do find out that it's anybody working currently on the show, I say sack him.
Sack him.
You know, they have a new pricing game on the Price Right. They really do. It's called It's in the Bag.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don.
What? Hey, you're on the air. What?
Hey, why don't you ask Bob who's he tapping on the show now?
See, exactly. That's what I said. We treat him with a little respect.
Yeah. You don't ask that question of an 82-year-old game show host, TV icon.
We all know whoever the hottest piece of ass is,
right?
That's who he's boning.
And we keep his secret forever.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don
and
Mike.
Yes.
I've got to tell you, that interview you did with Bob Barker was the best I've ever heard you do.
absolutely wonderful.
Even though we were nice?
You got to lower your expectations.
People say that after every Don and Mike interview.
Yeah, this is not after every one.
Yeah, okay.
And every one.
But this was exceptional.
Yeah, okay. Okay, get out of here.
Bye-bye. I love
Bye!
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices.
Nothing.
Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't forget what Bob says.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Right.
They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy. The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. 542, everybody. Crisis King time.
Oh, I love Easter week with you.
Well, I try to work the J-Man's name in every once in a while.
Always very special.
I always feel good.
Terrific.
Feel good during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Holy week.
Holy week.
Holy mackerel.
Holy.
Holy mackerel is Easter.
Holy, holy, holy.
Let's see. Oh, the website. Now, it's myheritage.com. We talked about this before the great Bob Barker joined us. The deal with the site is you upload a photo of your face. You have to register and all this other stuff, so it's kind of a hassle.
Right.
Not like herpes.
Mm-hmm. Two pills a day.
Anyway, you upload your photo and it tells you the celebrities that you most resemble and the percentage. Mm-hmm. Now, we took our publicity pictures off the website, donandmikewebsite.com,
mm-hmm.
that were taken about a year and a half ago.
About 30 pounds ago.
And let me see. Johnny Norman just came in and retook headshots of all of us.
Right.
So what we're going to do is take the pictures from about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
a year and a half ago, and then load in the pictures that we just took today in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we going to have all this on the web? Are we going to have like our picture and our number one choice with both of these different
Would
inputs?
You like to?
Yeah.
I have to find a good picture of Strom Thurmond.
Well, no. Listen, for my first go-around, you would go with Larry Bird.
Right.
He was my number one celebrity lookalike.
And I think this is going to be interesting because the pictures they compare you to a lot of times are based on the way your head is
turned.
Pointed.
The angle.
Yeah. So these are going to be head-on
stuff. The angle of the dangle.
That's right.
So let me just tell you, if you weren't listening before, first, you know, F you. It's a four-hour show.
Where were you?
We only ask for 4 hours a day. That's only 20 hours a week. You take the commercials out. Really, what are we asking for?
Not much of a commitment, in my opinion.
Yeah, come on. A couple hours a day.
Maybe.
Get off your ass. Listen to the whole show.
Thank you.
According to this website, at least off the publicity photos we have on our site,
right.
This website, myheritage.com, my number one celebrity lookalike with 71% was Larry Bird. Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Mike's number one was a three-way tie at 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Stone, Henry Fonda, Jason Alexander.
You know, the Jason Alexander, I mean, it just takes away everything from that location.
If I was you, I wouldn't be having a parade about Oliver Stone either, or Henry Fonda.
I like Henry Fonda. In his day, he was okay. A leading man.
Oh, my knight in shining armor.
That's the one you remember.
Buzz, number one, 70%, Kathleen Turner.
That's right.
Rob, number one, a tie at number one, 66%. Howard Dean and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hot.
And now we're left with
Joe.
We never got to Joe.
Yeah, this is good. I'm looking forward to this.
Joe's number one celebrity lookalike, 62%, is Ricky Martin.
Wow.
Number two for Joe, with 61%, Charlton Heston.
Are they just, you get the impression, there's somebody at this website, they're just taking darts?
Do you know what? The picture of Heston and the picture of Joe, actually you can see, it's the pictures, I know.
So when you go to this website and you scan the picture, they put you next to these celebrity pictures?
What it does is it does all these neat graphics where it actually goes into the picture, finds your face, and it isolates your face, and then it, I guess.
And for instance, I know with both me and with Rob, and neither one of us should be flattered. Me more so with Larry Bird than you've got in Howard Dean.
Right.
I think as I looked at coming up on the computer, looked at the set, I think especially with Rob, I see the same eyes in Rob as I do with Howard Dean.
And when the same bewitching smile.
Yes, and when I look at those enchanting eyes of Larry Bird, which incidentally is like looking into somebody who's had a lobotomy. I see the same thing in my dull doll's eyes.
Yeah.
I don't... Well, see, I'd have to look at the website because I don't see the similarity between...
I really look forward to running these new shots because these are just straight-on shots. They're going to be unforgiving, and we'll see what happens.
Very good.
So, Joe's number one is Ricky Martin, followed by Charlton Heston. Number three on Joe's list is Greta Garbo.
Oh, God!
Number four...
He's ready for his close-up.
Number four, bend it like David Beckham.
Wow.
Number five... I hope not as he is today, Christopher Reeve.
Oh, that's, yes, we hope not.
And then Joe rounds out his with tied at 54%, both Liza Minnelli and Carole King.
That is,
what are they, high?
You couldn't write better goofy celebrities,
wow,
right, for us to look like. And Yanni, we didn't put Yanni's picture in.
I'd like to point out to all of our listeners that have tortured me over the years that on that website, neither Vincent Price or Brian Keith showed up on my face.
And I'd just like to say to all you a-holes out there, hey, look, no Richard Dreyfuss,
mm-hmm,
okay? Thank you.
And no John Gotti. Either, which was a positive one, right, for you?
Compliment.
That was, you like that one.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, we don't want to. Maybe that'll happen next time, thank God.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Oh, you could go to the bank with that Kathleen Turner.
I think so.
Number one, Kathleen Turner.
And all the other women you look like.
Buzz had the most chicks.
I did. I look like the most women. Amira Sorvino, Jackie O. We're all on the list along with Kathleen Turner.
Joe also has three. And Liza is great.
Hold on a second.
Of course, some might say Kathleen Turner has turned into a man.
Somebody has to reset the phones. Okay. You know, because the thing is they're going and then can you do that thing?
New York Life.
There you go.
The company you keep.
Let me try it now.
That was a woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show. There you go. Thank you, Rob.
Don.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I listened to yesterday's show, and I just felt compelled to call and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. And,
don't get
thank
it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, jackass.
What?
Your daughter, you wanted to thank you from your daughter, and he's mocking you and then hanging out.
Why don't you get that a-hole's phone number, Joe?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bring me the number. If you want to bust my balls about something, at least be man enough to say what it is. And as I said, that issue had already been resolved, and I believe I said yesterday that I was, like, having my period anyway.
Right.
And then
but it doesn't take away from the fact that that listener should be punished.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hey, J.C., turn your radio down. It's J.C. Hayward from Channel 9. What's happening, J.C.?
Congratulations on your promotion. We're so, so happy for you.
Hello?
Is there a last word, J.C.? No. We were going to have to do some discipline, some tough love here. No question about
so.
It.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Too many asses getting through. Hello?
Full moon again?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can you guys put someone on the website that looks like a celebrity? I mean,
well,
I'm
sir, aren't we all celebrities in this room? Let's be honest.
Technically, when you're putting us on that website, aren't you doing just that?
Why didn't the match come back? Mike O'Mara, 100%.
Yeah. You want to do that? Do it yourself. That's your own computer, for
he's
goodness sake.
Dead ringer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Dom DeLuise, all the way. Both of yous.
Both of yous.
Both of yous.
Both of yous. Don DeLuise, the only fat guy my dumb brain can come up with.
That's nice. And who do you most resemble, you think, their ass?
Probably Dom DeLuise with a cape.
Okay, now.
Is that like the Dom DeLuise from the Smokey and the Bandit movies?
Yes, sir.
That's a good Dom DeLuise.
Okay. Good day,
Phil.
Cannonball Run.
Oh, Cannonball Run, right.
I would take Larry Bird over that any day of the week.
Over Dom DeLuise?
Or Dick Dreyfuss. I would take that over Dom DeLuise. You bet. Because it's the fatty thing.
Right.
Jesus Christ. I weigh 183 pounds. Let it go. I'm ugly. I'm stupid.
No.
I'm retarded. But I'm not as fat as I was.
Yes, the fat thing. The Dom DeLuise.
Stop. Let it go.
Stop this string of robberies.
Why you care?
Why you care?
It's just black.
I'm Larry from the corner.
It's just black.
Do you paint your bald spot?
It's Coca-Cola black. B-L-A-K.
You are definitely obsessing over that soft drink. You need soft drink.
I'm not obsessing. He's obsessing.
Oh. I bought it last night.
He bought it. He called me up last night. He said, I bought Coca-Cola Black. You're going to love it.
Are we going to have a review?
I'll bring one in for him tomorrow. It's just black.
It's just black.
It's Coca-Cola with coffee.
It's right. Called a fusion beverage.
I don't think I'll like it.
I think you will.
I don't think I will.
I think you will.
It will have you bouncing off the walls.
It has lots of caffeine. Does it make you pass wind, Mike?
I like
sorry,
caffeine.
Hello.
Sorry,
did Rob.
Fart again?
Yeah, Rob walked beaver. Right into it.
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello. Thank you for the enthusiasm.
Listening to your thing yesterday, you were talking about the D.C. monument where they're having the rally, you know, for the immigration.
And man, hold on. Your incredible speaking power has momentarily blown me over like a hurricane. Let me pick myself up.
Manny Monotone, what can we do for you?
start again now, human dynamo.
Well, the thing I've heard about is two different ideas. One of them I heard on the Bill Maher show the other night.
Are you talking about immigration?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, please cut to the point, and let's leave Bill Maher out of this.
Okay, well, what do you think about the idea of building...
I think it sucks.
Bye!
That was mental telepathy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I put in Dustin Hoffman and got Don Geronimo.
Ah, there's one, Dustin Hoffman. We forgot that one. That's the one your son's like big on, right?
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
It amuses. Yes. I heart Huckabees. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's good day, sir.
I would take Tootsie any day over my I Heart Huckabees, even though he's dressed as a woman. Because in I Heart Huckabees, he has that retarded bowl on your head haircut.
Can we take your picture with Dorothy Michaels' glasses on?
Why don't you just pipe down there, Howard Dean, Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, I'm on prime time. I have huge breasts.
You know, your list is not bad. Heath Ledger. Oh, faggot cowboy.
Gay cowboy, that's
there
right.
There you go.
That's right.
And Hasselhoff.
Hair hassle.
You know, tomorrow we should take your picture, but you should be wearing a tank top.
Hello. Care to join me?
I'm Don and Mike. So you wouldn't be the ghost whisperer, you're the ghost screamer. No way you can whisper.
And really, when we take your picture, just put your arms close together so we get a little tweeze.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
All waxed tonight.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please to be telling me the current size of your neck in inches, sir.
That's a good question.
My neck? 16 and a half, although that really makes me look like Chris Berman, so I'd say it's 17. It's down from like a 20 or a 21.
I remember a few years ago we had a conversation where you were, I think, a 19 and a half, and at that point I commented that you were indeed a handsome man.
Well, thank you, faggot. I'm even more handsome now. Thank you, though.
That you have lost a lot of neck size.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. Bye!
Bye-bye.
My neck's still a 23.
But
where it has been since I was 12.
My other neck?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
My other neck?
Actually gotten bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Like Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Remember that? We had that story.
Coke,
that Don Johnson,
Coke can.
Beer can. Schlitz can.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, while we're doing this scanning, why don't we all go home tonight and check our circumferences?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to order a large pizza, pepperoni, anchovies.
Now again, you know, we've got your phone number.
So you can't escape. You can't hang up because we have to keep you on the. What is the point of this call? What are you going for? What are you trying to do? You have to explain yourself.
Put you in the book, or we can try to rip you one, or we can like put your phone number up on our website. So why don't you just tell us what the frig are you talking about?
What are you doing?
I'm just a little hungry.
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Is this comedy? Are you trying to be funny?
Yeah.
Failure.
You blew it.
You blew it. Now listen. What town does your mom live in?
My mom lives in Hoyville.
Very good.
That's right.
All right.
And what does she do best? It starts with S and ends with K.
Yeah, I don't think I can say that on the radio.
She likes to suck.
And if she moved to Canada, where would she live?
She'd still live in Hoyville.
No, wrong. Toronto. Now, what does your mom like to do? Like, say that like Bob Barker.
What does your mom like to do? Say it.
Suck.
That's a new twist.
Bye.
That is an improvement on an existing statute.
You may go.
I like that. I truly do.
Does your mom do best?
She sucks in Toronto.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're right.
Does she swallow?
Oh, my.
Show me swallow.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, listener.
Since you're revealing all about your body, what is your current height, sir?
5'2".
5'2"
That's why I'm so 5'2" Feeling good about myself.
How
tall is the one you're building?
5'2" You know,
is he building a mini Don?
I think he's building a replica.
He's building a replica.
He didn't know.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
That was
show.
That pesky call from the Wax Museum.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello,
Madame Tussaud.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm on eBay right now looking at cufflinks.
You're on eBay looking at cufflinks, and?
Are there any that are made out of dog balls?
I don't do tricks. I don't know.
Bye!
Okay, goodbye. That's
They're all... You know what it is?
Telephones.
It's the cycle.
It's not the
it's full moon.
No.
It is.
Any other day on this
it
show.
It is.
The average day on this show.
But if you see those cufflinks, bid with confidence.
Mm-hmm. I do want to tell you. Hey, Buzz, how are you feeling tonight about your new show?
Real good.
I know you've got the Britney Spears.
Flexible.
Yeah, all right, well, then we'll go with the two big segments of Buzz. But I just did want to throw out a couple of things that I know you're not going to mention in the news.
All right.
About Katie Couric leaving the Today Show and Meredith Vieira getting the job.
Right.
I know that last week I alluded to the fact, I'd read that Meredith Vieira was making like $9 million, $10 million bucks a year.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make more than Matt Lauer.
Okay.
They have now fixed that. And as it should be, the man will now make more than the woman on the Today Show.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Matt Lauer.
Everything is in the proper order.
Matthew Lauer now will make $13 million a year.
So Katie's departure has actually raised his salary.
It has brought his salary to what her salary was, and he signed. She's got like a 2-year deal,
right?
He's got his deal runs to what, like 2011?
I thought it was 11. Yeah.
Al Roker makes $70,000 a year.
Hey, how much does Ann Curry is an intern?
She's a freebie.
Credit.
Same thing as that guy's mom,
right? And Campbell Brown works for Soup.
Oh, no, Campbell Brown's another one. S-U-C-K. For goodness sakes. Campbell, this is Campbell Brown. Yeah, she's almost like William Devane.
Hi, this is William Devane.
Who is Campbell Brown?
This is Campbell Brown.
Where do you want your plane diverted to,
I'd
Campbell?
Like my plane diverted to Los Angeles. Then I'm going to speak with Audrey Raines, and we're going to get to the bottom of this pesky Jack Bauer situation.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes?
On the topic of fatness and also on the topic of pictures.
Yeah. Dom DeLuise.
There is I got a thing today, an email from Hewlett Packard.
Okay.
A come on from Hewlett Packard. I will read to you exactly what I received because I get junk mail from them because some of my stuff is Hewlett Packard stuff. They said, are you interested in our brand new digital camera? Hewlett Packard's new line of digital cameras have a slimming feature built in.
Oh, cool.
When you turn it on, in every photo, you will look 10 pounds lighter.
Wow.
When I opened up the...
time to retake our publicity photos.
When I opened up the thing and tried to figure out what it was, it says it's a subtle change that they've put in the camera. Mm-hmm. What it does is it slims the middle part of the pictures and makes the outside wider. It's almost like one of those circus mirror things.
A funhouse mirror?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know, I mean, I don't know if it's out there or not, but they sent me an email about it. It's called the HP R927.
Oh.
It's an 8.2 megapixel camera.
A lot of pixels.
And it costs $400.
$400. Does it come with anything like candy?
Doesn't say much.
Seriously, does it come like you get the camera, get a free bag of Skittles?
It don't say. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Show in the picture.
I just pass it on. You know, and Hewlett Packard, incidentally, before we get to this guy on the phone, I don't appreciate that. When I sign up for something with like my laptop here at work, my little tablet notebook is Hewlett Packard, I sign up and said, I definitely check the box that says, let me know about anything that's happening that applies to the product that I own.
This computer.
And what I don't like is the fact that there's, even though I was able to use that and read that, it was like news from Hewlett Packard.
Right.
So I go, okay, let me see what this is. And I go, boom, boom, boom. It's like, you know, hey, do you want a camera that can make you look 10 pounds lighter?
That's odd that they send that. But I do a lot of business with their candy subsidiary, Fudge Packard.
FP.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Wendy from Wichita. I called so
several months ago to talk to Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, Buzz. Wendy. Before we start the news, Rob, will you translate, please?
I can.
Let me put Rob in position here.
Go ahead, Wendy.
All right, go ahead, Wendy.
Okay, well, I called several months ago to talk to Buzz because I found out that when he was in Wichita, my mom had met him and she thought he was hot. And I just found out that where she met him was at a strip club.
At a strip club. Don't recall going to a strip club recently in Wichita.
Well, no, not recently. This has been like when you worked in Wichita.
Oh, well, yeah, I hung out there all the time.
Way back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah, my mom was a stripper. I didn't know that.
Wow.
You haven't lived until you've seen a Kansas stripper.
That's true. Huh?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, honey.
I can't hardly hear you.
What do you do for a living, Wendy?
I'm an eighth grade English teacher.
English teacher. Ah, yeah. Well, good. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
Can you recite the alphabet for us, please?
Yes, I can, but I'm not going to right now.
Why?
Because I'm at the bank at the drive-thru.
Do you know the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, I know that too.
Can you repeat that?
Give us the first couple.
Oh, I'm in the bank.
She's
in
the bank for crying out.
Okay, but that's all I wanted to say. I just thought that was kind of a neat little thing.
That's very nice. Well, give my regards to your mom.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Love it when Rob translates female callers.
And incidentally, those of you with your own radio shows who want to steal that, what you want to do is take the microphone out of audition.
Yes, right. So that the caller can't hear you. Yeah.
So, and that's why Rob was so crystal clear and right on with that.
Right.
And thank you for translating. And you know what's funny is during all of that, well, I know Mike and I were just listening to the... Buzz was actually listening because it pertained...
I heard stripper, I heard hot. You know, I was listening.
Buzz was focused on the call, which made it all work better.
It pertained to Buzz.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a strip joint in Kansas?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Every time Don plays Dragging the Line by Tommy James and the Shondells coming out of a commercial break, I always think to myself, gosh, that's the first song I ever saw a stripper to, and yes, it was in Kansas.
Cool.
How about that, Kathleen?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Kathleen.
He made it up.
Now, listen, feel free to throw that, you know, listen, it's not like I'm sitting on top of the world with Larry Bird.
I'm not
celebrity lookalike.
I'm not really offended by my list. It's silly, it doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't offend me.
I'm terribly offended.
Yeah, no, don't.
Well, I'm going to be sitting over here reading a Glamour magazine while Kathleen's talking to the hick from French Lick.
Buzz,
yes.
What are your leads? Oh, you're going with Jason Alexander as your number one.
I'm going to go. Of course, I think that's the most comedy value.
But you could go down to the left. It'd be Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone bores me. I mean, I think he's kind of boring with all his concerns.
What about Hank Fonda?
Henry Fonda. I don't do an impression of Henry Fonda.
That was Harry Potter.
It was
Harry Morgan.
Well, they all, after a certain age. Hi, I'm Henry Fonda. And I'm Oliver Stone. And I'm Jason Alexander. We're all here. We're all here, Radar. We're all sounding like Jesse Jackson.
Hey, does he stand behind me?
Yeah, there he is. Hey, it's Rob.
Hi,
how are you? Take your shirt off.
Buzz,
yes.
What are your lead stories tonight? You got two big segments. We've got a whole hour of the show left. So don't screw it up tonight.
I'll try not to.
Don't screw the pooch, Burbank.
No, tonight.
All right, what's up?
Why the Federline baby won't be smarter than its parents.
Yeah. That is a good tease.
A town called MySpace hires a police department and... Still no prison love for survivors Richard Hatch.
All right, good. Okay, I'm glad we're going with Buzz tonight. We'll be back in just a second.
Kathleen is funny.
Stay tuned for news and comments
sure
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
He sure is, Henry.
Thanks a lot, Don. Henry Fonda here.
Should you call me Larry?
Yes, that's right, Larry Bird. Good to see you. Have my plane diverted to Los Angeles.
And now, quick memories test for you.
Okay.
Mike is Harry or whoever you are.
Yeah.
This is John.
John, put Joe on.
Okay. Hello.
Who is Joe's number one?
Christopher Reeve.
No. Joe's number one was?
Hold on a second. I'm thinking. I'm trying to think right now. Was it a woman?
No.
A man.
Let me give you a hint.
Peter.
Oh, was that out loud?
Yeah, you forgot to mute your mic.
Oh, that's right. Ricky Martin.
How are you? Yeah. Who's worse, you forgiving the hint or me forgetting it? Way to go, Ricky.
It's a tie.
Keep it up.
Bye, Ricky.
Ricky.
Oh, shut up with that. Pull me out of here. Will you stop that? That's garbage.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did we do the thing with the...
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, then, so we're very...
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You say it, I play it.
All right. Tommy James and the Shondells.
Look at the light. Time you saw some puny.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
So that's the first time you saw some rare roast beef.
Making a living in the old.
Like going to Arby's.
It was rare. Take a look at that.
Oh, you better turn this thing on.
They shall make the beast with two backs. Don and Mike.
Time for news and comments. Now here's Buzz, brought to you tonight by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business, your life. Visa. Life takes Visa.
Mm-hmm.
Visa. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'd like to say hi to my friend Randy, who might be listening. One of my favorite strippers.
That's Randy with an I, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
At the end.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Randy was a chick we used to have on the show all the time.
Uh-huh.
And really, it was like Oscar Mayer, you know, like a bad piece of bologna there. I mean, you know when she would come in and
sure.
I do know. Take her clothes off.
Right.
Here's Buzz. Yeah. News or no news? Hi, Buzz.
News.
Hi.
Babies fall on their heads every day, and some of us go on to do radio shows. But if you're the child of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, you may already have enough intellectual strikes against you without falling from your high chair. In time, the Federlines noticed their baby was sleeping more than usual. So 6 days after the fall, the Federlines took seven-month-old Sean to the emergency room, where they learned he has a fractured skull and a blood clot.
Oh, my God.
And then the Department of Children and Family Services and sheriff's deputy showed up at the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Oh, God.
Not because it's Britney, but because that's what they do when a baby shows up in an emergency room with a cracked skull.
Hey, yo.
2 months ago, Britney admitted she'd made a mistake driving with the baby in her lap instead of a car seat.
Fractured skull.
And a blood clot.
Yo.
Unbelievable.
Sleeping more than
I this is the first time. You guys knew this story before going into it. I can't believe it.
I thought it was like
a fall, and it was like, oh, my God.
All over, like, the tabloid newspapers
right.
today, and it'll be on Entertainment Tonight
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a pretty cute kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
six days.
He's a big one. He's got a big Spiewak-like head.
They all do.
All babies, you mean?
Yeah.
So the kid falls hard enough to fracture the kid's skull,
and they
don't do a damn thing about it.
Not for 6 days.
I bet you a dollar they were excited that he was napping so well.
God.
That might be
it. Is the kid going to be all right?
We hear that the kid is okay, and the Department of Children and Family Services has dropped their investigation.
Yeah.
Of course.
How can the kid be okay? The kid is living with Kevin Federline as
exactly.
his father.
Exactly.
Was he sitting there just like, smoking another one of his cigarettes and going, don't worry, just pick the high chair up.
He's the son of Federline.
Where's my wife beater? Where's my Maserati?
Wow. What a dip.
Honey, are you still picking toe jam?
Yes,
she was
probably, sucking on one of her little frappes or whatever.
I am, sweetie pie.
Oh, sweetie pie.
Look, Junior fell down.
Why is Junior sleeping so much?
I don't know what's good.
Let me take you from the bad place. I want to do it again with ye. The way my kin do. And do it the way the Federlines do it. Come on, let's do a Federline style.
Come here, Brittany.
I want to do you again. Come on. You're getting fat, honey. Come on, wake up, Critter. Wake up, Critter.
It's cold.
It is both good news and bad news. When a town hires its first cop, it means both the town and its crime rate are growing. A town called MySpace has just hired its first cop, and he's no Barney Fife. The networking website MySpace has just hired...
there is Barney Fife.
...a former federal prosecutor as its chief security officer. The website is most popular with teenagers and the men who love them. and that has parents rightfully concerned. So MySpace has launched a public service ad campaign warning about sexual predators, and it's hired a computer security executive from Microsoft who also happens to be a former federal prosecutor specializing in cyber stalking and child safety.
I mean, a lot of people ask me, people around the station, mm-hmm. say, you know, how come you and Mike don't have like a MySpace thing? Mm-hmm. And I think I like just about everything about the Internet,
right.
even the creepy people. I like the message boards and I like the sites and everything. But it's like MySpace is for losers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for 13-year-old girls.
Right. Oh,
or,
mainly.
Or for, you know,
predators.
For kid touchers.
Yeah.
But like, what if you're like a regular person? I mean, I understand if it's one thing if you like as a goof if you wanted to go on. But, well, I've said too much.
There are regular people who use it, but
dangerous.
There are people.
I think it's flat out dangerous. I really do.
There are people who I know who have pages, and you look, and it's like there's, you know, there's like people writing, "Hi, how are you?" And they don't know who you are.
No.
And it's like people wear it as a badge of honor. Like, you know, I got 80 friends on MySpace.
Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about kids, but it seems to me there are a lot of adults that are looking for hookups. That's really the primary reason for it. I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
I think so.
Not only that. Hold on, but let me just. Here's somebody that you know who has a MySpace page.
Let's see if I write down the same one.
Okay, let's see. Buzz and I are going to play the game. Okay?
I think I know.
Okay, let's see.
I think I know what you wrote.
Okay, Buzz.
Ready?
And...
Yeah.
No, oh, well.
Oh.
No, we did not. We did not match. Yeah. We did not match.
Learn something every day.
Both of those... Both of the people that we held up the cards for, whose names we can't say, they both have, like, serious MySpace... Like pages, like this is what I'm into today, and here's my blog, and these are people around the station, and I don't want to hurt their feelings. It's like, but I look at this and I go, loser.
I really, there's no way that I can think anything good could come of that. Really, I think it's just very, very dangerous.
I find it very hard to find real people that I like. I don't want to be friends with fake people.
Yeah, strange people. Somebody that you know, like maybe putting somebody else's pictures up there.
I mean, listen, I understand.
That happens.
I understand. Like I said, if you're like a 13-year-old girl,
right?
That's cool. Just like text messaging is cool. I'll tell you why I don't like text messaging. You know why?
Why?
Because I got a man set of hands.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Too hard for an adult man.
I got a man set of hands, mm-hmm. and really,
I only do it when I'm driving.
Really, you know what it is? It's like text messaging for a human adult. It's like the world. Why would I want to type in the world's tiniest typewriter with the world's biggest Fred Flintstone fingers? And
it's not easy.
You know what? Like on my phone,
it's cumbersome.
I got the nice Razor phone.
Yeah,
it's
right.
I'm one of the schmucks that paid retail when it first came out. You know, not knowing like everything else.
In a week, it would be lower.
Wait a week, and you get the phone for $50. Right. Wait a week after that, and they'll give you $50 to get the phone. Right? Because that's the kind of idiot I am. Now this has nice. Big buttons on it.
Right.
Okay. That's almost right. Retarded buttons.
That's good.
Yeah, isn't that super big?
I still have a problem, like when I'm putting Bart's various numbers in.
Uh-huh.
Try it when I assign a key, you know, pushing the button to go A, B,
right.
C.
Right.
I get stuck there. Now, I don't get stuck there because I don't understand the technology.
You got those big Shrek fingers that you're using on that
thing. Absolutely. It's like all of a sudden the ABC, my finger pushes on to DEF.
Right.
Syphilis.
Right.
And I mean, I can't imagine. Also, maybe I sound like an old fart when I say this, but when you're sitting here spending all that time text messaging, you could be calling somebody.
Faster, yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
But I guess it's the secrecy of it, you know, where you can sit there and pretend you're extremely busy.
I hate text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a crackberry either. And everybody tells me I should get a crackberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these are people that I don't want to take phone calls from. And I read their emails at home.
Right. Because one of my pleasures is to go home at the end of the day, get up first thing in the morning, and check email.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to me. If you got your BlackBerry, you never have that wonderful experience.
Is it that vital, really, to get emails? I mean, most emails...
Well, to certain people it is.
I know, Hughes. I mean, to most people, I don't know. What's wrong with you people?
You know what we're doing? We're spending all that time with BlackBerries, and we're text messaging, and meanwhile the baby's falling on its head.
There you go.
That's right. You can spend that time in church.
There is an amazing video on the
Christ
internet.
Christ is King.
Thank you, Don.
Christ is King time. 6:24.
Amazing video on the internet.
How's your Easter?
Thank you.
And it's on television. It's out of Florida, of a DEA agent rapping to the kids about the dangers of guns. After asking an assistant to hand him a Glock, the agent accidentally shoots himself in the foot.
I've seen it.
The agent first checks to make sure that absolutely everyone is absolutely okay. And then he goes on with the lecture.
He does.
With
a bit of a limp. So funny. He's talking about the dangers of firearms, and you see the gun go off, and he goes, you know, he shot himself in the foot. And he continues, like, and he's not continuing because he's, like, a great guy. He's continuing because of the embarrassment, apparently.
Yeah, and I think he may be in shock.
Yeah.
I really do think the way he behaves after that is so odd.
Where
right?
do we find this video? Oh, this video.
Oh, it's all over the internet. I'll find
a
link for
it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while, but now it's led to legal action and ended up on the smoking gun, and that's why I'm here today.
Rob, just send it to the MySpace page.
Right.
And would you be one of my friends, please?
No, I'm sorry, Don.
Bastard. I'll write about you in my blog tonight.
We all have our lovely digital pictures, so we can all put them in our little friends column.
Duh.
Duh. So this guy, my theory is he's in shock. He continues with the lecture. He rebuffs any attempt to help him. So I guess his foot is bleeding while he's talking to the kids. Bleeding.
Yes.
Then the crowd may have gone into shock as the agent asked the assistant to hand him a high-powered rifle. And there's like the crowd gasps at this.
Where was it? In Florida?
At a classroom in Florida.
He's talking about gun safety.
For a youth group.
All right.
At this point in the video, a man holding his baby daughter just gets up and leaves, I guess out of safety. Now, after all of this, after the video's been out there, the 45-year-old Rastafarian-looking agent is suing the U.S. government for ruining his career and making him a laughingstock. He says he used to be considered perhaps the best agent in the DEA. Now people make fun of him at the grocery store. He blames DEA officials for the distribution of the video. And worst of all, he says they won't let him do any more educational presentations.
Oh, God, the guy's got to get a clue. Maybe he's still in shock.
Maybe. And the Pentagon's not just spying on anti-war protesters, it's spying on the gays. And that's where we pick up when we return.
Homo. And that's wrong because?
You'll see.
Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on.
Hey, all right.
Perfect.
No, don't hold on. I like this. Come on.
No, I don't want to play this as a rejoiner. It's too late now. I really, really, really hate that.
Too, Simon. If you really knew them, you'd hate them. Don and Mike.
Chico.
Right. Wow. Tight. Beaner.
Don't be afraid. The man, he ain't so hard.
How was your rally? I really, really, really hated that.
Chico.
Okay, there you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
What the hell is Chico and the Man doing on this disc?
Entertaining.
That's right.
It was supposed to be
highly
Leon,
entertaining.
It was supposed to be Leon Russell.
And a trip down memory lane, too, you know, for those of us that, you know, grew up watching that show.
Mm-hmm. I loved his grocery store, Albertsons, for those of you in Southern California.
Hello, Chico.
Hi there, Buzz.
Drink the fizzy drink.
Hi, Don and Mike and Jack. The Pentagon's not just spying on anti-war protesters, it's spying on the gays. Defense Department documents confirm that the military has been conducting surveillance on the groups working to ditch the don't ask, don't tell policy. There were spies in the crowd in New York, Berkeley, and Santa Cruz, and that violates the don't ask part of the policy.
Don't ask.
That's right.
Don't tell.
One agent reported a group that had, quote, a strong potential for confrontation. The protest was on a college campus, nowhere near a military base.
Don't hurt me.
But quoting the intelligence man, tactics included using mass text paging to inform others of the locations of recruiters.
Again, how do you do that with man-sized fingers?
Like a phone book, only lighter, apparently. You would think he would be the loneliest boy in the world, being a student who's been kicked out of a Baptist college in Kentucky because he's gay. But over the weekend and in the days since last week's expulsion, other students of the Baptist College have been blogging their dissatisfaction after the expelled student's boyfriend took to MySpace to say, help get the story out so all gays at the university will no longer have to live in secrecy.
I really, really, really hated that.
In fear of having their dreams crushed in front of them. Now, gay groups around the country have taken up the cause of former University of the Cumberland student Jason Johnson, who was kicked out just weeks before the end of the term.
Let's go, girls!
The university issued a statement saying it expects of its students, and I quote, a higher standard.
I think it's worth hearing just a little bit of this.
Absolutely
again.
Enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another.
It sure does.
But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
Like what?
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly.
Right, okay.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes.
Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy played baseball all afternoon. And
shirtless,
he didn't
sweaty.
Feel like walking home,
hot,
so he decided
sweaty.
To thumb a ride.
Right. He's thumbing a ride.
He's done it 100 times before. And he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
How does it smell?
In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy.
How does it smell?
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious.
What was wrong with
it? A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, how does it smell?
God. And speak.
Greg.
G-R-E-G.
Gillespie.
G-I-L-L-I-S pie.
And speaking of gay,
not funny.
First Survivor winner Richard Hatch is behind bars, waiting to find out how long he'll be behind bars.
You betcha.
Cheating on his income taxes. And while he's waiting, he's being kept away from the rest of the prisoners. A protective custody, they call it. No gen pop for Richard Hatch.
Call me Big Red.
Not yet, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have the attention of Tarzan fans, Tarzan would be sad to see his old friend Cheetah, the chimp, the chimpanzee who starred in the Tarzan movies of the 1930s and 40s is now 74 years old.
That's right.
And Cheetah
is... chimp a round of applause.
Like Bob Barker, Cheetah is still active and healthy.
Good.
Cheetah's age, 74.
That's wonderful.
But at the birthday party the other day, Cheetah got one of those senior citizen wake-up calls, sugar-free birthday cake. Cheetah, at 74 years old, is diabetic.
And Cheetah, like many people when they get to be that age, when they get over 70, mm-hmm. human or animal, human or monkey,
right.
They start throwing their feces everywhere.
Yes.
And if you can still do that at 75, more power to you.
The cheetah from the movies now lives in a nice place outside of Los Angeles called Cheetah, which also stands for Creative Habitats and Enrichment for Endangered and Threatened Apes, just
our,
so you'll know.
Our chimps live on the second floor here. All of them.
And the,
throwing their feces.
The lovely woman crowned Miss Iraq 5 days ago has resigned already after getting death threats from religious extremists who called her the Queen of Infidels. Quoting the pageant director, "I respect her decision. We understand her desire to protect herself and her family."
Hell of a mustache.
Kind of progress being made in Iraq. Hers was the shortest reign in 60 years of Miss Iraqdom.
Yeah. How long did she last?
4 days.
Well, I told you, it's a stash.
The mustache, the heavy mustache.
And the underarm hair. When we opened this newscast, we began with the Mother of the Year.
Britney Spears.
We will close with another Mother of the Year when we come back.
Oh, you're tricky, Buzz. Thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There's the Leon Russell I was looking for. When what's his name? When the cripple walked in. Jose Feliciano. Impaired.
And yet so talented.
Very much so.
Yes. Yes. But what did he do to smite God? Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We had his sight taken away, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Don't think he did anything wrong, Don. Nothing at all. No, I know you too.
I do. There's a reason. You know,
the bottom of your heart.
A reason for everything.
God.
Everything for a reason, and a reason for everything. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Remember, it's important to be nice. It's more nice to be important.
To everything, turn.
Uh-huh.
Rainy days and Mondays. They always get me down.
Fat bottom girls.
You make the rocking world go round.
Bingo.
Dragging the line.
Baby.
Finally, a
Pickler.
If you do happen
Pickler,
to
Tickler.
Chat around the water cooler tomorrow about Britney's bouncing baby boy, please do not forget the mom of the year in Waterloo, Iowa, who gave her newspaper a fake obituary about her son. The woman, with some help from her boyfriend, gave the paper a death notice about her 17-year-old boy, who's still very much alive. The death notice said he had died at the Mayo Clinic after a long illness. Memorials, it said, could be directed to the family. The truth was, mom and her boyfriend just wanted a few days off work. Today was supposed to be the funeral. Instead, it was a day in court for Mary Jo Elizabeth Jensen and her stud muffin, James Ralph Snyder.
Snyder Federline.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. You didn't have this on the news today, and I didn't mention it either. But I read about it and then saw something on TV about the other scam. I don't know where in America this family lived, but they said that they had sextuplets. Is that correct? When you have six babies?
Right.
And they even had a website that people had set up, like, for the whatever the last name is, sextuplets. And they had the before picture of the woman, big, fat, and pregnant. And it was the mom and dad holding up, like, six little miniature baby shirts. They did some research and they found out not only was she not pregnant, they don't have any kids.
And they were doing this, what, to get stuff?
Yeah, and they got, I think they said maybe $80,000 worth of stuff. And they had neighbors that they had, they showed past interviews with neighbors, where neighbors said, like, they're beautiful children. We've seen them all inside having dinner together. There's baby bottles everywhere. And people were like,
they were lying? The neighbors were all lying?
No, they stage it? Yes, the people inside the house put on some incredible show to make it appear that they had had six kids. And one of the neighbors said, isn't it interesting that no local hospital has reported that any woman had six babies 2 weeks ago? And we got to fly. We got to go. Anyways, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. More proof. All right. People are idiots.
All right. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and you. I'll see you on MySpace, right? What?
You call tonight?
You know I will.
Yeah.
Glad to see the Idol Buddies are back.
Yes, it's back!
Will you buy my groceries?
He's your Peapod.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.